a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 11th, 2018. We are now just 26 days out from what, to this point, historically, is the most important election ever. The entire world is watching. Now, what was the theme of the broadcast on Monday? What was the theme of the broadcast on Tuesday? What was the theme of the broadcast on Wednesday? That the left is escalating into outright terror acts ahead of the election, and they're going to launch terror attacks ahead of the election. They're going to launch terror attacks after the election. They are going to escalate because it's part of a continuum. It's part of a program. It's part of an operation. It's part of a shake and bake. Just like you go to the store and get some pancake batter and all you do is add milk. It's a program that the globalists have carried out in hundreds of countries in the last 150 years. And so right on time, we're going to cover this when we come back from break, man who planned D.C. suicide bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction, cooking a giant bomb reportedly at the end of his lonely cul-de-sac in the basement. Complete whacked out leftist, if you go look at all of his posts. The media is trying to cover this up, but he said that he was angry about the Enlightenment and Christianity and the Renaissance. It's Christians 500 years ago that created the Renaissance and the medicine and the technology and the end of slavery and everything. And if you actually read what this guy's into, it's a very nihilistic system that I would closely resemble to the Jacobins. And again, why are the Jacobins so critical? If you talk to any historian of long-term human development, any historian of the span of human development, you will discover that they all know that the term leftist did not exist until the Jacobins. Previous to that, you had the right-hand path and the left-hand path, meaning the path of God, the path of the devil, sinister being the left, right being the hand of God. And it was also associated with the feminine and things like that. And you had cults and groups that worshiped the left-hand path. That's why you've got Baphomet famously with the left hand and the right hand, saying he basically controls both, okay? They wanted to contemporarily bring that into the world. They wanted to abolish the family, have nine-day work weeks, limit the amount of months in the year, totally change the order of things, and overturn reality to blaspheme God. And they were going to sell people on a utopia under their Luciferian satanic takeover. But at the top, they admitted, and their own documents were seized by the German government and others, and it was confirmed to be accurate, that Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati was actually behind the whole Jacobin situation in the French Revolution that killed several million French people. And it wasn't just the elites. It turned out the elites, a lot of them were running it to get rid of the royal family, have a mass culling, steal property nationwide, take over the empire, and then reboot it via Napoleon Bonaparte. So, again, that's the real arc of history there. And so when you read about Jacobins and you understand the program they wanted to carry out, they claimed they were going to just randomly take people from the entire culture and put them in power. But instead, they just overturned one corrupt system that wasn't completely out to destroy reality and put in something far worse, which only lasted six, 7 years. And then after that mass culling program, then it brings in the more fascist system, which is what you see in communist China or other areas where they come in, kill 100 million people, reprogram everybody, break up the families, put people in communal brainwashing facilities, and then relaunch the new system that tends to be quasi-capitalistic, but only on the top, communistic on the bottom. So when we come back, we'll look at this gentleman as the archetypal pseudo-intellectual who thought that he would get the election canceled because he was worried that the Republicans were going to steal the election. And so this is going to be a massive bomb he's going to detonate inside D.C. on Election Day to bring in a civil emergency and trigger the Democrats carrying out larger civil emergencies across the country, a.k.a. martial law. We'll be right back to break this down on the other side, and hopefully we can all work together to stop it, because if you think he's the only one that just got caught, you're not living on the planet.
Waging war. on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's confirmed. The left is activating their sleeper cells. They are preparing to stage terror attacks in the next 26 days, and it's only meant to escalate from there. The globalists don't even care if they win the midterms. They want to create a national emergency to try to drive Trump and the patriots out of the government because they know that we're bringing the country back, and the prosperity is the ultimate Trump card against the globalists. So they are now about to make their move. But thank God, Trump and the patriots that we do have in the government are aware of this and are stopping these terror attacks before they take place. The only question is, can we stop them all?
Michelle Wade says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing some very, very grave developments. We are seeing the exponential ratcheting up of terror attacks and attempted terror attacks in this nation by the weaponized left as part of a larger plan. That's the bad news. It's organized. The good news is we have a good chance of stopping it if we understand that we have the enemy's blueprint and that this is pre-organized and being orchestrated. Again, my friends, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer's coming up later in the broadcast with other guests as well. And we have a lot of other big critical topics we're going to be covering, the latest on the Hurricane Michael as well, and the aftermath of that that's still ongoing. But it is October 11th on this Thursday edition, 2018, just 26 days out from this incredibly vital, historic election. Now, remember, just so people understand, this is critical. My entire theme, really, the last few months is the left is going to ratchet up violence into the election. And if they saw Kavanaugh being confirmed, that would only accelerate that. So whether they win the midterms or not, they're going to go after your free speech. They're going to bully you. They're going to try to fully take control of the universities. They're going to fully try to take control of the streets of America and just set the precedent under mob rule that they control things. That's what fascists and communists always do. And this is being pre-organized. We've watched Soros and the globalists and the deep state leftists and the CIA that they control to a great extent still do this in Ukraine, do this in many other areas of the world. So this is a pre-planned operation that they carry out. So just yesterday, you see a man being busted, reportedly with a giant bomb he was cooking in his basement, because he was angry about Christians and angry about the Enlightenment. He was angry about the Renaissance. That's key to understanding who this guy's with. And he also pushed an ultra-leftist ideology called sortation, where you just randomly pick people to run the government with a computer. Gee, wonder who programs that. It's a technocratic scam. And in the first phases of it, the UN and others will randomly select these AstroTurf groups that are then NGOs that advise the government. But then they'll randomly, with their actuaries, pick very low-educated, very malleable people who then are brought in and through a Delphi technique programmed by the governing class to then come up with an idea that already fits into what the globalists want. And so that's how Agenda 21 and all of these consensus-making fraud systems operate. But let me get into the article by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. And it should be noted that when Antifa is blocking roads and trying to cause people to drive through crowds and kill some folks so they can claim Charlottesville again and do a part two of that, it's important to note that, the national media says that, oh my God, right wingers in Portland are trying to run over innocent liberals that were just walking down the street. You see the media, you see the controlled corporate press, you see the government, you see the Antifa, you see the police standing down in these blue cities to carry out these incredible frauds. But the good news is, despite the fact that they've banned almost all conservatives off the internet to counter this, Antifa themselves uploads it proudly, and 90% of the comments are just horrified by what on earth are you doing, just randomly beating people's cars with batons because they're white and you're white, screaming F you whiting. So let's start getting into this article. Because just like they're covering up for Antifa, or just like they're covering up for Islam's radical attacks when they're raping people by the tens of thousands every few weeks and murdering people every day and running over people, it's never Islamic terror. It's always a German man, a Swedish man, a group of Dutch men raped a little girl, and then it's always illegal alien invaders that have been brought in and given a silver spoon. Man who planned D.C. suicide bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction. The man accused of building an explosive device as part of an election day suicide bomb plot wrote of how he was angry about the country's direction and wanted to stop what he claimed was a conspiracy by Republicans to suspend the electoral process. Now, we come back from break in a few minutes. I'm going to get into this individual's name, his background, the specifics of how he hated the Enlightenment. He hated the Renaissance. And he believed that the Republicans were going to stage terror attacks and claim that the Democrats did it to suspend the election. Now, think about that. I've analyzed the globalist attack profile. They sold us out to China. They were going to finally bring the country down, get rid of free speech. Trump's only partially in control of the executive. Hillary still has her operatives in there, so does Obama, and they're acting like they're going to remove Trump and saying they're going to have a civil emergency to drive him from power, and that's what Soros and his son are openly funding. That's the documents we got in January, how even when Obama was in, they were planning to cause race riots. Antifa was to be the trigger, and then that was going to be used to basically suspend elections, and then Obama could sign an executive order suspending the electoral process. Well, that's what he's saying Trump's planning. So what have I been hammering for months? And what has Mike Adams been hammering? We're already under a civil emergency. Trump never revoked the civil emergency that Obama put into place. He put his own civil emergency in when it came to human trafficking overseas. He's got to declare an emergency to suspend the emergency under the law. And then by suspending the emergency, he can remove the emergency groups that Obama put in place under the different executive orders that we lay out in those articles that detail it. One of the big ones is countering foreign propaganda and disinformation, which then they claim all Patriot information is Russian, so it can then be attacked by the stay behind networks inside the CIA. So as you notice, everything I warned you about is coming together. They know Trump is aware of the plan. They know Trump understands that what we're laying out here is deadly accurate and completely on target, not just from our sources, but my own research and understanding the enemy. And so this just confirms everything we've already seen, the escalation of violence, mainline leftists, mainline newspaper editors calling for, you know, killing Republicans' families, killing the president, killing the vice president, killing talk show hosts. Is all trying to give the green light to people like this individual who are decoys and probably had accomplices and was wound up to then go out when there is the big terror attacks carried out by professionals. This guy will be the patsy that gets taken down. But if you can roll up the patsies, then you can find out who was handling them, and you better believe that's what's going on with this. This is absolutely critical. So when we come back, I'm going to get into the article from Paul Joseph Watson. Everything you need to understand, the big picture, is there. This is a Rosetta Stone, and I am getting chills, the strongest I've ever gotten them. We are over the target here, ladies and gentlemen. So when we come back, we're going to break this down. Please don't forget they're trying to shut us down 26 days out. They're trying to take our payment processors. They're trying to annihilate us. They've got all sorts of harassment teams 24/7 against us because they don't want us on air when they carry this out and when they carry out the stuff that's going to happen into next year. We're trying to stop the emergency by March of next year. They intend to have Trump completely driven from office. We believe we can stop it way before then, but we've got to all be vigilant. We've got to all get the word out on this to maximize the awareness, particularly by local law enforcement and others. But we've got to be hyper-vigilant right now. Please don't forget, we have got the biggest sale in our history going right now. Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled into one at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off all the high-quality supplements, and a bunch of other specials I don't even have time to get into here today, but this is your chance to get your shopping in now and get your products in now before it's too late and they potentially shut down InfoWars. We need to build up our war chest right now. You need great products. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. You have to understand that we have called it yet again. And that's why they want us off the air. That's why we're the number one enemy after Trump, because we will cover the hard subjects that other talk show hosts are too afraid to cover. We broach them. We put them out first. We make it safe for others to be able to talk about it, to investigate it, and to research it. We hit the barbed wire, or as has been said, we are the test pilots here at InfoWars.com. Now, we know it's the left and the globalists that don't want Trump in, that don't want an American resurgence, that don't want a Second Amendment. We know they're the ones trying to shut down InfoWars. We know they're the ones trying to brainwash and sexualize your kids to sabotage the nation and our future. We know Soros funded violent terror attacks and attacking police stations and the government buildings 4 years ago to overthrow Ukraine. We know he's buying full-page ads in the New York Times saying overthrow Trump and Pence, drive them from power. They've been doing this for several years, the last 21 months. Now with 26 days out, suddenly, the left is out blocking roads, trying to create crises, trying to get people run over so they can then call them right-wing white supremacists that did it. That's what local news is doing. Antifa just blocks random roads, starts beating people's cars all over the place. That's their order. So now you have this individual who's busted, reportedly building a 200-pound bomb in his basement, because he believes the Enlightenment and Christianity and the Renaissance is evil and must be stopped. What's that tell you where he's coming from? And he wants this system of randomly selected people to run things. That's pure Jacobin brainwashing. Doesn't mean he's an actual Jacobin or an Illuminist. It means he's bought into the chili, the Kool-Aid. And he wants to carry out a terror attack, killing potentially thousands during the election in the mall in front of the Washington Monument when all the kids are there for field trips and everybody's out for the election, to draw attention to the fact that it isn't leftists that are staging the terror attacks that he believes will be going on that day or days before it, that the Republicans are going to stage to blame on the left. You see how that works? I've got to go out and carry out a terror attack to prove it's the Republicans doing the terror attack. This guy is the classic cutout. I've done a lot of research on him. Classic cutout decoy. A mental patient who they would have out there with a bomb, who they would then load up with pro-Trump paraphernalia, you name it. There's a lot of different angles they could go with, but the globalists tell you how they even do this. Remember the movie Arlington Road, where they trick the professor to think he's going to stop the terror attack, but then he actually gets blamed for it? That's exactly what they did with McVeigh. He was there trying to go around setting up militias to stop terror attacks. When they said they were going to go ahead and carry out a real one, he blew the whistle, tried to stop it. They drugged him up, and the rest is history, and that all came out in court. But that's a side issue. Let me go over this article for you right now. Man who planned D.C. bombing wanted to stop Republicans suspending electoral process, so he was going to bomb things to stop the election. Investigators scoured his home and discovered a bomb that weighed 200 pounds but included only 8 pounds of explosive black powder, reports NBC News. Had he been successful, Rosenfeld's alleged plot could have claimed the lives of innocent bystanders and caused untold destruction, said FBI Assistant Director in Charge William Sweeney. 56-year-old Paul Rosenfeld of Tampa, of Topan, New York, planned to blow himself up on the National Mall in D.C. on Election Day, according to FBI, who say Rosenfeld confessed the plot. News reports about the plot heavily emphasize Rosenfeld's motive to draw attention to sortation, which is a political theory that advocates the random selection of government officials. It sounds like Idiocracy. However, most reports are absent indications that the accused terrorist appears to be left-leaning. Yeah, they're covering that up. In one of the blogs, Rosenfeld complained about undue corporate influence of democracy, which he blamed on Christian-infused political philosophy from the Enlightenment. Notice the opposite of what we stand for. What ended slavery? What empowered women? What gave us medicine, the literature, the art, the science? He also voiced a conspiracy theory that Republicans were planning to claim that terrorists had infiltrated the Democratic Party as a pretext to suspend voting and permanently install themselves in the White House. No, that's what Obama was planning. We have the actual documents from 2015, but he failed because blacks wouldn't riot. Even today, despite all our Democratic pretensions in the U.S., one might easily imagine a scenario in which President Jeb Bush, following an act of nuclear terrorism suspends the electoral process under the pretext that terrorists have infiltrated the Democratic Party. Perpetual dynasty of Bush leaders would be a plausible outcome, wrote Rosenfeld. Rosenfeld's leftist political beliefs will stoke more concern than extreme rhetoric by the likes of Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton, and others who've radicalized extremist fringe elements on the left who may lash out with violent attacks. So, look, folks, we're going to learn more as this unfolds, but we've seen the globalists do this in other countries. We know the rhetoric they're using. We know that they've got raw story editors, you know, head editors saying, you know, oh, Scalise, you're a baby. You know, we're defending ourselves when you got shot. All this stuff is them normalizing this atmosphere, believing that they can then have provocateurs go out, carry out attacks, and then the real terrorists behind that will go in and stage even bigger events, which they believe will then scare Americans into submission, and they believe will cause the stock market to crash, and then they can use this to basically order the American people to sue for peace to the globalists in the name of stability. I think they've bet wrong. I think that they're jumping the shark. I think their intimidation is only making you wake up and realize how tyrannical they are, and that acquiescing to them is only going to cause the total enslavement of our civilization and our society. We cannot surrender to this. This is capitulation. And I have been predicting that they're going to bomb crowds. They're going to bomb universities. They're going to bomb schools. They're going to bomb so-called liberal targets. And then they're going to claim that regardless of whoever did it, it's Trump's rhetoric and it's Trump demonizing the press that caused it and deserves to now be removed from office. When Trump's never attacking the press, he attacks fake news, individual liars, and groups that are frauds, and he says that they're the enemy of our country coming back, which they are. All they try to do is demoralize us. But here's the biggest issue. 26 days out, you have to understand that this guy's ideology is core Illuminist brainwashing. It isn't Illuminist doctrine. It's what the Illuminists tell the useful idiots that believe the utopia they're going to build. This is right out of French Revolution stuff. The leftist left-hand path. That's when you get the term in politics, leftist. Before it was liberal, egalitarian, renaissance. And they were always wanting more freedoms for individuals, more freedoms for everybody. And wanting to take care of the poor, you name it. You had the right hand that was more like war and dictatorial and, you know, let poor people pull themselves up by the bootstraps, which you could argue has a lot of validity in the whole liberal system. So you don't get too weak, but you don't want the right to get too out of control. And so you have the more, you know, liberal inclination to be nice and sweet versus the right wing to be, you know, real male and strong. Leftist is not that. Leftist is associated with liberal. It has nothing to do with it. It is the Jacobin philosophy of coming in, taking control of society, and then building it in your new image of absolute terror, absolute domination, absolute human suffering, with a tiny elite on top, a human face having a boot stomping on it forever, the priest of power, absolute will of domination, trampling and being trampled, to quote George Orwell. We'll be right back on the other side, 26 days out, countdown to a major decision.
Cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us again on this Thursday edition, 26 days out. And I want to be clear to new viewers and listeners. I know a lot of this can be frightening, especially because you've seen how much of what we've talked about come true. I'm not telling you all this to scare you. I'm telling you this is going on because we can stop this together, or if they still carry out these attacks, we can be aware of who's behind it, and we can mitigate the situation and not let them use the crisis that they've created to further take our liberties and stampede us off the edge of an authoritarian cliff. But the most important thing I can say at this point that I always, in the still of the night, mean to come on air and say, and then I get on air and get so distracted by all the minutia of information that I don't get back to basics. I love God. I know most of you love God and have a relationship with God. And Just because we have a relationship with God doesn't mean we're all perfect. Doesn't mean all of us have the answers. But those of us that love God automatically are humble, and we don't feel like we should be preachers. We don't feel like we should be out telling people about God because we're God-fearing, and we realize that, you know, we're all wicked as the day is long. But we're pointed towards God, our pole star, our North Star. And I just want to remind everybody and remind myself here, really, that God is not an afterthought. Jesus Christ is not an afterthought. And that the most important thing we can do in this critical time is get on our knees, seek God's face, get in that quiet place, the Most High, and really ask God for guidance and ask God what we can do to be strong and to tell the truth and to reach out and help ourselves and help others. And just to pray that God lead, guide, and direct us, because it's God that is our general, that is our king, that is in command. And only through divine providence and only through divine discernment can we understand the enemy's plan and defeat it. We can't do it alone. It's God. And God is all about free will. That's why God allows evil in the world, because he's allowed free will. He's created us in the image of himself so that we can experience the universe. Each one of us is our own universe, our own conscious universe, our own system, interfacing with the greater universe that God created. So you think about that. That's what our souls, our spirit are, those contained information, that universe, that free will. And the enemy, vampirically, psychically, energetically, wants to sap that. And that's what this whole attack is, ladies and gentlemen. And so I just want everyone to understand that I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm honored to know you. And I just pray that God move on all of us with his spirit, his Holy Spirit, and raise us up and help us be strong in these tribulations, these times when the whole world government's beginning to form and the mark of the beast is coming in. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And it's going to be during these dark times and these years coming ahead that we're all going to be tested. And our spirits are going to be tested. Our free will is going to be tested. And this is the test. This is boot camp. This is the trials. Because nothing good in this universe is free. And I just seek God's face and say, please help us be strong. Please help the blow not fall as hard. Please help many people come through this test, as many as possible, and find you and make it through and not have their soul stolen. And please help our president, and please help the people around him to be strong and to not be manipulated. And please help the American people of the world and law enforcement and the military and everybody to be strong and to be wide-eyed and be aware of what's happening and to stop the enemy's plans and to confound their plans and to sabotage their plans, and that the pits they dig for us that they fall into, and that the enemy be confused and that we be given clarity and vision so that we can stop these monsters that would seek to destroy our children and would seek to hurt the little ones that you've admonished us against hurting, so that we can turn the tide for my children and the other children. We know we've been wicked. We know we don't deserve anything but destruction and hell, but you sent your son, Jesus, to reprieve us. We just ask you to protect the children. We ask you to protect President Trump. We thank you for President Trump. And we just ask that your spirit move across the leaders in the world to change their hearts. We ask you to put up a hedge of protection against Obama and Hillary and Soros and his son and these evil actors that serve their father. And we thank you for protecting us from Satan and all of his minions. And we ask you, whatever your plan is, to protect us as much as you can. But we understand your plan is perfect, and that whatever has to happen to us individually, we accept it. And we thank you for the gift of consciousness and everything you've done. We just thank you, awesome creator of the universe. We just thank you for everything. And that's why I don't like to pray on air, because I start crying. But we all can feel the presence of God with us right now. And it's a very, very special time to be alive. And the whole future destiny of humanity is being chosen. And there will be a remnant to make it through this. And I just am very sad that most people, most flesh is not going to be spared. And I don't think the tribulation is right around the corner. but it is all being fulfilled. The mark of the beast, the world government, not being able to buy or sell. Giant images, 20 to 50 feet tall, described in the Bible, of this beast that everyone worships, that speaks. You ask it questions, it knows everything, and it's everywhere in the world, in all the town squares and all the homes. It's a huge hologram. And then he doesn't have an image. He has his machines that it describes like locust, flying locust and walking locust. You think how a locust looks like a helicopter or a drone, and how they're just all mechanized and the beast controls it. And they're all in just huge swarms and mountains of fire and, you know, attack ships coming out of the heavens and huge wars. I mean, this is going to be spectacular. We're talking huge robot wars, world government plagues being released. It's going to be unbelievable. And then if God doesn't move it at the last minute, the whole earth will be destroyed. I mean, this is you're going to see all of it. And it was all envisioned because God gives us free will. But he also gives you an instruction manual because he's not going to put his children into something like this. He loves you so much, he wants you to have free will. And it tortures him to see each soul he loses. But then I wouldn't even call it cheating. It's not cheating. He gives us the knowledge. He gives us the warning. And he knows that it'll be at the time when everybody can hear the warning and everybody can see the warning. And now we're at a point where almost every person on earth is going to be able to see the warnings and know the warnings and have that decision. So as they see prophecy fulfilled, they will then have to know God is real. And then it's going to get really bad. And a lot of people that went with the devil are going to actually have the biggest revival ever. And then the devil's going to say, kill these people. And his folks that you see being beta tested with the Antifa and the Democrats and how they're all out, we kill our babies, we love the devil, we love Satan, this is who they are. And you have to understand they're just committed to evil. Like the creator of Minecraft just said, he goes, you know, I used to be like a liberal. These aren't liberals. These are leftist monsters. These people are out of control. These people are demons. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and do one more segment, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take over. I just want to encourage everyone to remember, without your prayers, without your support, we're not going to be here. InfoWars is in your hands. And I'm proud at a certain level that we are public enemy number one to Hillary and all these folks like Soros, but they are working around the clock in real racketeering with the corporations, big tech, everywhere to shut us down and demonize me and try to destroy us. And I just want to be strong for this fight, and I want to go on as long as we can, and that really is up to you. So we have the biggest sale ever, 50% off. We have free shipping store-wide, a bunch of other big specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're having a new Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, all the sales we had planned out right now, because if they take our payment processors, what they're trying to do, they were taking PayPal, and they're fighting hard on the others. I mean, it's total harassment. Then it will be in a real crisis. That's why we want to go ahead and just sell everything out in the warehouse. It's super high quality. Get your T-shirts, get your books, get your water filters, get it all, and help provision us so that we're not running on empty if this stuff goes down. But whatever you do, pray for us, and I appreciate you, and I thank you. We'll be right back on the other side, InfoWars.com.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity and goodness doesn't awaken until the enemy is overconfident and launches its full plan. When people say, your plan isn't just to take over and be in charge, your plan is to pull everything down and enslave everybody and just an exercise of raw satanic power, and the enemy's always, yes, that is a plan. And then people go, well, whoa, I better fight you. And evil always thinks it's intimidated you. It has blind spots. It doesn't think a lot of moves ahead. It does the same formulas over and over again. That's how we've learned how their formulas operate. And they think we're weak because we could, those of us that have discernment could be running everything if we wanted to, but we don't desire that. And so that's why evil is allowed to take over, is because we don't take our proper place in governance and stewardship over this planet and over the universe. And until we take our full responsibility to not put up with evil and not be pushed around by it, we will be destroyed. And again, that doesn't mean I'm on a high horse. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't repent for things I've done. But it was always things of the flesh, never consciously trying to screw anybody over, never loving evil. Now, that said, I want to play a report because I saw this report. I forgot about it. And they removed 35,000, 36,000 of our great videos. And I was reviewing some of my son, Rex Jones's incredible videos that he's done lately. And I saw this one he did. Rex Jones challenges David Hogg to a debate from March of this year when David Hogg was calling me names and demonizing me and attacking me and lying about me. And I politely said, debate me. Because he'd already challenged me. Then he backed out. My son challenged him. And so it's these type of videos they don't want out there. So that's why I'm going to re-air this and get it out there. It's had a million views when they took it down. And I'm just so proud of my son, Rex, who's now 16. He did this when he was 15. And I really think he's a man now. And I'm really, really proud of him. And I love him. So I thought, well, we should air this report and then come back with Owen Schroyer on the other side. Here is the report.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hello, Mr. Hogg. My name is Rex Jones, and I want to make a public statement about you claiming to speak for my generation about guns.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
Hogg, you claim that the establishment is shaking in its boots in fear of you. No, they love you. They love gun control. They've wanted this for years.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Here's the legislation that you supported in Georgia, the last assault weapons ban Democrats in your state push, and I'm quoting from the legislation right here. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity magazine, armor-piercing bullet, or incendiary 50 caliber bullet. Shall seize and take possession of.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
It is admitted that they want to disarm the American people, just as they have done with so many corrupt regimes in the past. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. Do you think those corrupt leaders allowed their citizens to have guns? Do you think that the Jews were able to protect themselves when Hitler put them in concentration camps? No, they were disarmed, and that's why they were enslaved. Hogg, you're a public figure, and you call my dad a piece of SHI you-know-what, and you say all kinds of other horrible things. You've challenged him to a debate and then backed out of it. The fact is, you and your fellow students have been handpicked by the mainstream media to misrepresent the American people and make it look like the average young American teen wants to have their First and Second Amendment taken away. Many people in your name, such as CNN, have called for my father to be banned off YouTube and claim that it's bullying to say that it's authoritarianism to repeal the Second Amendment. Mainstream media uses you as a child human shield so that you can go out and make outrageous statements without anyone being allowed to rebut you without being labeled a bully. The truth is, Mr. Hogg, that George Soros and the groups funding your anti-gun march are a clear and present danger to this country and draw clear parallels to Nazi Germany and the authoritarian regimes of the past.
Well, David Hogg, here we are. We're at the Peace Officers Memorial in downtown Austin. These brave men and women took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The sheriff in your state did too, but he didn't protect y'all. He stayed outside while the massacre happened. And you like to blame that on guns? I say we shouldn't blame that on guns. We should blame that on the sheriff that failed to act. But no, you make apologies for him. You said that going down a barrel of an AR-15 is dangerous, and you understood why he was scared. Going down the barrel of an AR-15 is that man's job. And for you to make apologies for him is absolutely disgusting. The veterans who died in the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812. They died to protect this country from the British. They died to protect their civil rights in World War II and World War I. American soldiers went across the globe to protect our freedoms. You say that those freedoms are obsolete, that no one needs a weapon of war. Were you taught in school, David Hogg, about how our country was founded? Were you taught in school that at Lexington and Concord, the British came for our firearms and our weapons, and we said no, and we defended our country with all of our might and strength? And that's how we became the most free, the most prosperous, and the most successful nation on earth to the date. Do you know how that happened? Brave men and women, like the men and women behind me, stood up and they said, no, we will not submit to tyranny. And that is what you are doing. You are submitting to tyranny. You are begging to have the rights that our forefathers fought for stripped away. You say, yes, please take my rights. I say, no, you're not going to take my rights.
Well, I'm 15 years old, Mr. Hogg, and I don't need talking points or a little teleprompter behind my CNN interview screen to get my point across. I'm backed up by statistics and facts. You are backed up by falsities and lies. Mr. Hogg, my dad publicly invited you to come on his show and debate him. You shied away and crawled back under your rock. I, Rex Jones, would like to publicly challenge you to debate me. Name the time, name the place, name the venue. I will do it.
Great job, Rex. We're really proud of you. And I want to thank the listeners and viewers for supporting InfoWars. It's because you've supported InfoWars and helped us build this organization and this platform that we're even able to be on the air like this today. And so we've really built quite a organization and quite an institution, dreaded by the enemy, loved by patriots all over the world. So for myself and my family and the crew, we want to thank you for supporting InfoWars. I want to thank the crew who puts up with my frustration with the globalists and sometimes my, let's just say, radioactive personality. I want to praise them and just give them a round of applause. And I want to thank all of you again for just standing up for the bullies, period, and how far we've come. That said, you have InfoWars in your hands. It's the truth. You are the word of mouth that gets around the censors now without you spreading the word daily on email, in person, on talk radio, on C-SPAN, however you do it. The InfoWars army will be defeated. And we're a key flagship in the fight. The enemy's gunning for us. Okay? And at the same time, without your financial support, we won't be here. And the enemy, you know, I mean, I'll give you the report. Informationally, we're winning. Culturally, we're winning. But when it comes to our operational structure itself, they're targeting it. So we're winning the war, but InfoWars, you know, is on fire, basically, both politically, culturally in a good way, but also financially. If they're able to shut us down, it will be a big victory for them. And that's why, as you know, they're trying to shut down our shopping cart, everything right now. You can still get in there and order the great products, the books, the T-shirts. Most of you I know have been on the fence. You spread the word, but you've never bought any products. You've never gotten a T-shirt. You've never done stuff like that. I'm asking you today that silent majority to go look at the great products. Everybody could take some X2. Even though we're selling out of it, it's the last run, 50% off. Everybody could try some Brain Force and Amazing Nootropic. Leading competitors are way more expensive than we are, aren't even as good. It's 50% off, free shipping store-wide right now. 50% off on all the supplements, a bunch of other big discounts, free shipping, all of those big sales rolled into one. Christmas, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all at once at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to run this special throughout the month, but some things will be selling out. But I've said we're going to run this until everything sells out, period. And so we'll have an emergency war chest, be able to go into the future, and I'll be hardened against enemy attacks. All right, the next hour is coming with Owen Schroyer and more. I should be back in studio tomorrow. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This video is based on proof.
The left is unhinged. As Antifa smashes windows, disturbed, enraged.
Protesters hunting down the very people who backed Trump, pelting a woman with eggs.
Oh my God!
We believe
them! It's a tactic.
Hey,
You cannot be civil.
November 6th, 2018, say no to the mob. And there's the sounds of the deranged Democrat shooting up the Republican baseball practice. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here with you, Alex Jones. We'll be back in the next segment with some more news. But we come in with that compilation put together by For America on Twitter. And it's familiar to the GOP ad that came out last month where you just put together a bunch of clips of the Democrats calling for violence and then the leftist protesters in the streets actually getting violent. So the Democrats have turned into a angry mob. And their rhetoric proves this. The actions in the street prove this. But when you call a Democrat what they are, they tend to get angry. So the Democrats call for angry mobs. They become an angry mob. And then people say, hey, look, you've become an angry mob. Now look at this compilation of the Democrat media denying that they've become an angry mob.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're so human. We're done being polite.
Answer your question that you asked to her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not. You're arrested.
And he's created this idea of a mob.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
So they are ripping up signs, hitting women.
In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want it.
We believe
in it's a look, go watch it. Put up
a
the video.
Mob, stop. Stop.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you trying to assault me? This is assault.
She walks over and hits the guy.
In this kind of like racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing.
Here they are blocking traffic.
Yeah! The angry mob, the angry mob, the angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
They were.
Peaceful?
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
That's not an idea. That's a fact.
Here
they are harassing congressmen.
Describing protesters as
here they are mobbing in D.C. Here they are mobbing in D.C. A guy with
That's
a sign. They got arrested.
Kill her 3-year-old child.
Here's a male feminist kicking a woman in the face.
Which side was more mob-like? Clearly it was the Republicans.
Here they are scratching at the doors of
the president
Congress.
Is trying to go too far with some of this rhetoric, you know, his talk of mob rule and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brooke, have you been to a Trump rally?
Rushing to the top of the steps of the Supreme Court and now besieging the front door of the Supreme Court.
Lunatic fringe.
Sunday's foul peace into the abyss.
That was pretty wild, huh? So there you go. The Democrats have created, formed, and mobilized an angry mob. But if you dare call them an angry mob, what? We're not an angry mob. We're peaceful protesters. You're the angry mob. These people are totally delusional, totally unhinged, and quite frankly, dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, dangerous. Alex Jones on the other side.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Michelle Witt says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them. Right? That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Okay. Remember, Obama said he was building a domestic military. Well, that's what Antifa and all these leftist groups are. And now the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, is giving them the orders to become more violent. This country is in a national emergency, and they're launching it to attempt to overthrow the restoration of our republic. If you just joined us on this Worldwide Thursday broadcast, this is an emergency alert to the American people and the people of the world. As I've been saying all week, the Democrats are ratcheting up towards open insurrection against the Republic and against the 2016 election and violent terror attacks. If you just joined us last hour, it's obviously come out that a New York man has been arrested and has confessed to planning to build a 200-pound bomb to detonate on election day to basically suspend the election. You've got major editors of magazines saying that, you know, Congressman Scalise deserved to be shot and that the Democrats are defending themselves. You've got Antifa run by George Soros, the Democrats and others just engaging in massive hype for violence and full page ads saying overthrow Trump, overthrow Pence, overthrow the First Amendment. You have big tech and all these groups working to do this. You have Hillary arrogantly preparing to run in 2020, 26 days out. And now the clip you just heard of the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who was Deputy Attorney General when the Oklahoma City bombing happened, that was blamed on talk radio, and that 100% was synthetic, staged by the deep state and the Clintons. Even mainline analysts know that information, that were eyewitnesses. That's a whole other subject. The point is, these people have a history of this. There he is giving a speech saying, when they go low, we kick them, kick them, kick them. And then they go, fight, fight, fight. That means violence. And so they are giving the orders, they are giving the programming, they are giving the activation. And we've got the documents that fell into our hands in January of this year, which they confirm are accurate, with the Soros group trying to start martial law in 2015 for Obama, using Antifa to try to trick black community into rioting. It didn't work. All the race baiting, all the shows, all the cop killing, all of the hype, all the Black Lives Matter, that is all to create a race war. All the movies, all the TV shows, race war, race war, race war. This is what Django Unchained, and all of this is to manipulate black people into thinking there's a race war so that they can trigger this. But black folks have not bought it. Now double the number of blacks, actually it's triple, that have ever supported Trump are now in polls. Same thing for Hispanics. The globalists are panicking. But let's play this clip one more time of Eric Holder, this slime bag, the guy that said you have to literally brainwash gun owners to turn their guns in, the guy with his whole history of protecting terrorist groups and taking radical Islamic groups off the terror list, and the guy famously for infiltrating and creating white supremacist groups and trying to hype up those idiot moron groups as well to create a clash. This is the individual that thinks you're an idiot.
Michelle Williams says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No, no. When they go low, we kick them.
So think about that. 26 days out, this is just escalating, escalating, seeing what they can get away with, hoping that the grassroots minions go out there and actually carry out attacks. You're seeing trucks being torched and offices being attacked and congresspeople being shot, people's ribs being caved in like Rand Paul, and the death threats, and any Fox News host goes out, gets chased down the street in leftist areas, or drinks get thrown onto them. It's happening to everybody. And these people are so entitled, they either scream, rapist, or KKK, it's KKK, get him. I mean, you talk about a cult where they teach them a hypnotic word like rapist, or a term like KKK. They probably don't even know what that idiot term stands for. And they just go completely insane. It's like a training an attack dog, you know, to say in German, attack, and then the German Shepherd attacks somebody. They just go, KKK, and everybody goes, ah! I mean, this is beyond 1984, 10 minutes of hate brainwashing. So there's no doubt now that they're trying to launch terror attacks. They've launched terror attacks. They are all calling for violence. They're completely out of control. And it's all because America's coming back. It's all because they've been trained to hate America as grassroots leftists. They've been trained to be inherently evil. Their sacrament is dead babies. And they feel the spirit of goodness and just optimism coming back. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to deal with humanity that's awakening to their tyranny. And so they're just totally throwing fits in an attempt to pressure us back into submission. And it is not going to work. The PSYOP is not working. So They're going to engage in massive election fraud. George Soros does control an interest in half the voting machines in the country. They've got to be absolutely watched. Everybody has got to be on target. You got to get everybody you know to go out and vote. And you've got to just be super, super aggressive and call in politically and peacefully all the talk shows, you name it. Remember how when I said Antifa says they're coming to your house to kill you, Congress and members of law enforcement need to have your battle rifles by your bed to defend yourself. They took me off Twitter and said, national news, every channel, Alex Jones called for battle rifles to be used to kill the innocent and loving media. And, of course, it was all a lie, total hoax. Never showed the clip. They would show edited, you know, words, one word here, one word there, like word salad, and your refrigerator magnet game. This is the total war footing they're on, total push. And the Democrats this weekend were in Politico saying, we're going to get even more ruthless. Well, we're up against a criminal group trying to push us into violence, and it won't matter. They're going to stage events and blame it on us. They're going to stage events and blame me. And I always knew this was coming if we were successful enough to unseat them. And so I'm taking one for the team here. But we can't let them, when they stage it, blame me or Trump or other liberty groups, because it's going to be pure crap. So don't buy into the blown up school or whatever, or the blown up Washington Mall, when they say, you know, an Alex Jones fan did it, and up front go, oh, we're so sorry, we condemn him. So they get you used to condemning me with all the other fake reports, all the other straw men, where everybody then, like parrots, goes, we condemn him, we condemn him, we condemn him. Alex Jones is a Nazi. We condemn him. We condemn him. Alex Jones says nobody died at Parkland. Not true. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. Alex Jones keeps saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. Been saying for years, I believe it happened. And then they go, we condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. Alex Jones hates gays. We condemn him. We condemn him. None of this is true. They just say it. Alex Jones hates black people. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. This is how they operate. Okay? And so then, Alex Jones supporter blew up the college, blew up the leftist professor meeting. His fan did it. Alex Jones told the guy to do it. It'll be a total lie. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. We say kill him. We say. See, this is how they do it. And so it's the same. Trump says all Mexicans are criminals and evil and he hates them. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. None of it's true. The economy's not growing better than Obama. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. Trump is a complete idiot. We condemn him. And then Nikki Haley, who can hardly talk. She looks like she's on a bunch of Prozac or something. It's like this little leftist darling. Hey, little cue. Little point for everybody. For people to cue into here. Little star by this. If the mainstream media likes you, you're not good. She was brought in. She was a total Trojan horse. Trump's not letting them have the fight they want, so she resigned. But let me tell you, Nikki Haley's going to run against Trump. And, I mean, you know, she's just a dumber than a box of rocks, and they love her. The establishment loves her. All right, back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX. I should be back in studio for the full transmission tomorrow. Don't forget, we have election night coverage. Kicked off the first time last night. I was supposed to be there, but I was just too exhausted. And I had a muffler problem in my car. Sounded like a rocket ship. My muffler got broken. I hit a bump in the road. And so I was not there last night, but I'll try to be there tonight. But regardless, 8 to 10 p.m. with Millie Weaver and Rob Dew and David Knight and all the rest of the great crew. All right, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those articles, spread those videos. George Soros hates it when you do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now when we come back, I've got tons of clips to get to and tons of news. Seriously, it's every day now a new act of violence or call to violence from the Democrat Party. This is out of control.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right. Here we are back in Austin, Texas, live. I've got news to get to, a ton of video clips that I'm going to get to in the next segment. Before I go any farther, though, just want to give a shout out to our affiliates in Florida that got hit by Hurricane Michael. WYOO 101.1 FM in Panama City, WPNN 790 AM in Pensacola, WFDM 1400 AM in Fort Walton Beach. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. And luckily, Hurricane Michael wasn't so large in its mass that it really kind of just hit a concentrated area. But the flood waters are rising there. So hopefully, you know, the damage and everything is not too catastrophic, but wanted to give a shout out to them. You know, there's one thing we know about the left in America. All of their buzz phrases are lies. And it's amazing because you can point this out with irrefutable fact, and that's what makes them so angry. That's why they get so mad, because you have the facts that totally destroy their reality. And instead of doing the open-minded thing, the tolerant thing, the right thing, which is taking a step back and realizing you're wrong about something, no, they double down and get violent. What am I talking about? Believe women. Women must be heard. How many times did we hear that during the Kavanaugh hearings? How big of a lie is that? Did they listen to the women that stood up for Judge Kavanaugh that were friends with him in high school and throughout his life? Nope. Did they listen to the women that accused, with evidence and corroborating facts, Keith Ellison? Nope. How about the treatment that Candace Owens and Ann Coulter get when they want to go speak at a campus and they get threatened and violence breaks out? So women must be heard, right? No, that's a lie. How about Black Lives Matter? Sure. Black Lives Matter, that is until a black person thinks differently. Just look at Will Johnson. Just look at Kanye West. Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. Hey, I kind of like Trump. Wow, you Uncle Tom. Another lie of the left. But, you know, I was thinking about this last night. And I'm in the next segment, I'm going to play all these clips, folks, that just, I mean, you already know it, but it's like we have to put it out there into the ether so that it sinks in that the Democrat Party is trying to start, I mean, you can call it whatever, civil war, mob rule, whatever, anarchy, violence, chaos, it's destruction. It's all being caused by the Democrats. They know exactly what they're doing. But here's the key. Because I tend to look at things from a psychological perspective. I just can't help it. And last night, I don't want to say a vision. I didn't have a vision. But the psychology of the left became clear to me in my head in a vision. Basically, the psychology of the left, imagine, if you will, a room full of cardboard boxes. And every cardboard box, you're in a leftist mind, every cardboard box represents an individual. So let's say you're a gay person. Well, the left puts you in a box. You see, this is the leftist box for gay people. And everything that they believe about gay people exists in that box, and every gay person must exist in that box. Okay, let's move on. A black man, let's say. All right, they got a black man in a box. The black man must think this way. They must hate Trump. They must hate this. They must feel this. Yeah, that's a great picture. That is a leftist mind right there. It is a room full of boxes. A room full of taped up cardboard boxes. Now, what does this mean? This means they're closed-minded. This means they have no room for growth. They have no room for expansion. And their entire mental makeup is 100% based off of identity, which they then put into a box and stack up neatly in their mind. So, okay, white male. They go into the white male box. Oh, racist, you know, bigot, all the other things. That is unless they come out as a good liberal. And then all of a sudden, the whole box thing kind of just fades away, and it's just, oh, accepting, you know, guilty till proven Democrat. So the leftist mind is just boxes stacked on top of one another of every identity and race and person and whatever, and it's just there, and it's permanent, and it's static. And the boxes can never, you know, go into one another because they've created lines. So you can't morph ideas. People can never come together because they have them all in these boxes. And that's the only way that they think people can coexist, is if everyone is in their nice little box and then they can stack them up and have everybody in their nice box, and then virtue signal and social justice warrior the entire thing. So just imagine that. That is a leftist brain. That is a leftist psychology. Every person is put into a box, and if you don't fit in that box, they freak out. It's honestly like a next level of OCD. It probably is some next higher level, social level of OCD. They have like a social OCD where everyone has to exist in their little boxes, and they have to put these little boxes in perfect order. And if anybody steps outside of the box, if anybody pokes a hole in the box to look at what might be on the other side, they totally panic and their entire psychology breaks down into madness and hysteria. That's what we're seeing, folks, because their psychology of everyone being in a box is not reality. And so now they're seeing this, oh, black people think differently, white people are not racist, like all of this crap, and they don't know what to do because in their mind, everyone's in a box and stacked away perfectly, in perfect order, like an OCD person's desk. It's like, imagine walking up to an OCD person's desk and, you know, pushing the stapler to the other side, and then they get back and they're like, oh my gosh, how did my stapler get on the right side of my desk? What is going on? And then they have like a panic and a breakdown. Everybody knows people like this. It's a mental thing. It's a psychological thing. People have been diagnosed with these things. People know that they're OCD. That's the leftist mind. And so as soon as you go into the leftist mind and you maybe move a box around or a black man steps out of the box that they put him in, it's total panic, total outrage, total hysteria. And that's where we're at right now. Because the average leftist has put everything in a box, arranged it perfectly in their mind, and that's what makes them comfortable. Because that, no, oh, I understand everything. I know everything. I've got everything in the box, perfectly organized. I've labeled everyone. I've identified everybody. I get it. It's an authoritarian in its nature, but it's a psychological OCD on a social level in its practice. And so this is why they're going into complete panic right now. Their OCD, their social OCD people who have put everyone in a box, put a label on everyone. Except the problem is, you can't do that. That's not how the world works. People's minds change. People have all kinds of different varying ideas. But that's why the left is panicked, because in their OCD mind, everything has to be in the little box where they've put it. So when Kanye West steps out of the box and puts holes in other boxes saying, hey, look through the box, they go into total hysteria and total madness. That's where we're at.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So the left right now is going into total madness, and at the top with the Democrat Party and the people that fund these movements, George Soros, they are trying to incite a civil war. They know what they're doing. These are international criminals, ladies and gentlemen, of the highest order, who have had their hands on the levers of power, world power, economic power for decades, whose criminal cabal and empire is being threatened. So, yeah, they'll start a little civil war, no problem. It's exactly what people like Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder are doing right now. But let's go to these clips to really break this down. And now I want to be clear, because we've already put 5, 10, 20 compilations together of the left calling for violence and then the violence happening. Breitbart has the rap sheet, over 600 documented accounts of assault against Trump supporters. So I just want to be clear. The clips that I'm playing right for you today are just from the last week. Just from this week. Just this week. We've already put the clips of the two, three years of all the compilations of left. You know it. So this, I just want to be clear. This is just from this week. This is just a sample from this week of what's been going on for 3 years. But let's go first to Angela Rye on CNN, stoking the flames of racial violence.
Is Donald Trump making America great again? So I take issue with the question, frankly, Chris, because for me,
first of all,
for my community,
how demented of a response
country,
is that?
Frankly, has struggled to be great for some time. So when you say again, it's actually an emotional trigger for many of us because I'm trying to hearken back to when that again was, right? Mm. During the election, Donald Trump supporters were asked when America was at its greatest. And his supporters, more often than not, replied with sometime around the 1950s.
Well, that's a lie.
With that era for me,
that's a lie. And she makes that up.
Look like me is that that was before integration existed in this country, right? That was the era of Jim Crow laws and segregation that resulted in economic depression that to this day we struggle to climb out of. And so I would just ask when that again is. That all doesn't right. mean it.
That's because of the Democrat so Party.
I don't believe
Ms.
the
Rye.
Promise of the American dream, but I don't see it happening right now for
all
us.
Right. And I have so there's Angela Rye on CNN basically saying, nope, Trump's a racist. America's racist. It's never been great. Screw you. Everyone's racist. So there she is stoking flames of a racial war, lying about Trump supporters, lying about America. It's funny for a black woman, she's done pretty well. I mean, multimillionaire, goes on tours. Must be tough. Being Angela Rye, must be tough. Now let's go to CNN again. Listen to what they said about Kanye West.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. Have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
That's just funny to CNN.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
So what are they saying? They're saying black people face off against white people. They're saying black people face off against America, face off against Trump, face off against Republicans, face off against the whitey. Why aren't you facing off? Yes, get involved in hate. Get involved in the race war. That's what that CNN segment's all about. But notice, you know, they degrade Kanye West there, and then they say, oh, he had to seek psychiatric help, therefore he's not allowed to have an opinion. Oh, so now anybody who's ever had to seek psychiatric help for whatever, I guess, doesn't get an opinion anymore. But you know what? Let's just play the left's card here. No, I think they hate Kanye West because he's black. So there's CNN again, stoking the flames of racial hatred, racial division. Now let's go to Bernie Sanders, this guy, next level, calling for worldwide communism being mobilized. Go to Sanders now.
It is time for us to stand up and say, there is a better way
stand up.
To use our wealth.
Stand up.
In closing, let me simply state that in order to effectively combat the forces of global oligarchy and authoritarianism,
combat.
We need an international movement.
International movement. Mobilizes.
Find a vision of shared prosperity, security, and dignity for all people. And that addresses the massive global inequality that exists, not only in wealth, but in political power.
So there's Bernie Sanders saying we need to mobilize, you know, we need to have worldwide communism, mobilize, fight back, stand up against the forces of evil. So here again, now Sanders is the leading Marxist here, but it's just the same thing, guys. All right, let's go to the next one now. So again, we've got CNN causing racial division. Here's Bernie Sanders causing, economic division, you know, fight back, mobilize. Now let's go to Hillary Clinton, who just goes full on, let's have a civil war.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
That's a threat of terror.
The only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
That is a threat of terrorism. You better vote Democrats in or we're going to continue to be violent. Hillary Clinton just threatened domestic terrorism. Hillary Clinton just called for a civil war, saying you can't be civil with Republicans. Yeah, go out, beat them, kill them, stop them, kick them. Oh, wait, Hillary didn't say kick them. That was Eric Holder.
She always says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No, no. When they go low, we kick them.
So here, there's the, all the clips. That's just from this week. That is from this week. The Democrats calling for racial division. The Democrats calling for economic division. The Democrats calling for civil war. The Democrats calling for violence. Literally, and that's just this week. Just this week. But then you say, you guys need to calm down. You guys are out of control. You're forming an angry mob. All the evidence in the world of it, just look at what happened during the Kavanaugh confirmation. These people are totally unhinged, out of control. And so you say, you guys need to relax. You're causing an angry mob. Here's how they respond.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're so human. We're done being polite.
Answer your question that you asked her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's not.
And he's created this idea of a mob.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want.
We believe.
It's not even true.
Go watch. Put up the video.
You can't come into my house and protest me.
This is assault.
Yes, Sarah.
This kind of like racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing. The angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
They were.
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
So this is incredible. Now let's recall, what did they say about Trump rallies? When Trump rallies are just loving, peaceful people, it's just a good time. Genuinely good time. I've been to dozens of them. And then what do they say? The Trump rally is an angry mob. No, it's not. It's loving people. Go try one. It's a great time. But then they're out of control. They assault women. There's a video of a male feminist kicking a woman in the face. They're an angry mob. And they say, we're not an angry mob. And then you literally have all the evidence against them. I mean, folks, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face, until the cows come home. We are dealing with mass mental illness in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We have mass mental illness in this country. That is not a joke. That is a serious issue.
And now, the tip of the spear. Leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So let me get this straight. Brett Kavanaugh, happily married for multiple decades, has multiple legitimate children, class act, been a judge, even a federal judge for a long time, multiple FBI background checks, stellar record, knocks it all out of the park. He gets nominated for the Supreme Court. All of a sudden, he's a rapist. All of a sudden, he's a womanizer. Oh, he's a belligerent drunk. And what do we have? Thousands of protests across the nation. Stop Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court means we're all going to die. Like total panic over Brett Kavanaugh because of a fake accusation against him. So clearly fake. It's ridiculous. You know, it's as phony as a $3 bill. Okay, but that's my reality. Now, on the other side of the table, Bill and Hillary Clinton have just announced a nationwide tour. Tickets are on sale for as much as $2,500 for Bill and Hillary's speaking tour coming up, which is basically her campaigning for 2020. So I'm guessing the leftist mobs of protesters are going to show up at the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tours to protest Bill Clinton and all his sexual assaults, right? That's right. They're going to show up because of the rape and sexual assault and all the documented cases of Bill Clinton abusing women. They're going to show up and protest at those events, right? No, they're not, are they? And why is that, folks? Because they are in a cult. The left is in a cult, and its minions, unfortunately, are brainwashed and mentally deranged people. I don't say that as an insult. I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing them. It's called common sense. It's called I see it with my own two frickin' eyes. Boy, it'd be a shame if the InfoWars army penetrated the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tour. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that just be a shame if the InfoWars army was in attendance at these events and asked Bill Clinton why people don't protest his sexual assaults? Ask Hillary why she doesn't condemn Bill Clinton for his sexual assaults? Boy, that'd be awful for the InfoWars army to do. The InfoWars army should not get tickets to the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tour and then film themselves shouting out Bill Clinton is a rapist or asking Hillary Clinton why she won't condemn and disavow Bill Clinton for all of his rapes. And why doesn't the left protest these events? The InfoWars army should not do that. The InfoWars army should not show up to the Hillary and Bill Clinton speaking tour and hit them with facts and show them what a real protest looks like, what real activism looks like, not fake AstroTurf. So the InfoWars army should not try to get into the Bill and Hillary speaking tours. I doubt Laura Loomer's going to do it either. Of course, she's banned. They won't even let her within 50 feet of a Clinton event, but she'll probably find a way to get in. So there you go, folks. But are people going to show up acting like demonic freaks because Bill Clinton is getting paid? By the way, keep this in mind. The people are paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. Guys, just pull it up so people know I'm not making this up. Tickets are on sale for thousands of dollars to these events. Thousands of dollars to see Bill and Hillary Clinton speak. Okay? This is just their first event in Vegas. If you go to New York or Boston, you're talking $2,000-$3,000 for seats. Yeah, here we go. Here's the thousands of dollars for tickets to see Bill and Hillary in Vegas. And on the East Coast, it's double that. So, but Donald Trump, meanwhile, he has events, tens of thousands of people. It's free. Oh my God, $10,000. $10,000 for a ticket to see Bill and Hillary. Honestly, do you realize how insane our reality is? Do you realize how insane our world is? Bill and Hillary Clinton are two of the biggest criminals in world history. I mean, they have done it all, folks. Allegedly human trafficking, allegedly drug trafficking, allegedly raping people, allegedly rigging elections. I mean, the Clinton body count. And they go on a speaking tour, no leftist protests, $10,000 ahead to see them. I mean, what? And then Trump goes somewhere, or Kavanaugh gets nominated, and it's just total panic for these people. Wow. This is a mob cult. A mob cult that the Democrats have created. And now they're saying, vote Democrat or we're going to start a civil war. Now they're saying, vote Democrat or we're going to just outright engage in domestic terror. Now they've already been doing that. Now they're just admitting it. Now they're just telling you. Because all their other tactics haven't worked. So now they figure, let's just go ahead and threaten them with violence. We've already been doing the violence, but somehow they just tolerate it. So let's actually threaten them with violence and say, if you don't vote Democrat, we're going to start a civil war. We're going to kick you in the teeth. We're going to kill you. And that's where the Democrats are at now. Of course, people at the top, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, they know that what they're doing. Those are just the criminal cult leaders. Yeah, there's the perfect meme right there. It's Hillary Clinton holding America suicide. Hillary Clinton holding America captive. So, $10,000 to see Bill and Hillary Clinton. Oh my. I'm stunned. And I already knew the tickets were up over $2,000, $3,000, but that just blew my mind. And people will pay it. This. All right, I'm sorry. It's moments like these, the reality of it all, just it's like I get like mind paralyzed or something. So let's go to this clip, though. This is Kanye West visiting the White House. Just so much veritas in this. And this is why the left is so mad, because Kanye West left his little box. The left put Kanye West in a box with no holes in it. And they said, Kanye, sit in your little box. This is what we do. And then Kanye West said, you know what? I'm going to step out of my box and I'm going to poke holes in other people's boxes so that they can see the world around them. And the left went into total panic. And here is, this is going to be a viral moment. This is going to be, I mean, this clip is going to be viral because it's going to be very powerful for the Trump Make America Great Again movement. But it's also going to be very devastating to the left. So they're going to go into a conniption fit over it. Here's Kanye West visiting with President Trump in the Oval Office.
Friends, but this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Rapparent, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bullshit, put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. Right now, you gave me the heart to go to Adidas, because at Adidas, when I went in 2015, we were $14 billion company losing $2 billion a year. Now we have a $38 billion market cap. It's called the Yeezy effect. And I went to Casper. We had a meeting in Chicago. And I said, you have to bring manufacturing onshore. Not even shore, into the core. It's not about the borders, the core of Adidas. And Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I had enough balls to put on this hat. I mean, this Adidas thing made me a billionaire. And I could have lost $200 million walking away from that deal. But even with that...
So there is just a clip of Kanye West in the White House meeting with Trump. But see, and again, Kanye admits, I mean, he's not even political. He looks at things from a very stagmatic point, which is just a pragmatic point, excuse me, which is the American economy was stagnated. And he said, why don't we bring the jobs back? He's a businessman. He's seen them shipped overseas. He's seen what the Democrats have done to the inner cities. So he just looks at it pragmatically like, well, hold on a second. Let's bring the jobs back. Let's bring the manufacturing back. And Trump wants to do that. And this is good for America. This is good for the inner cities. And then he sees all the attacks. Oh, racist, you know, womanizer, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, whoa, what's going on here, guys? Calm down. Trump is actually just trying to make America great again, you know, economically. What are we freaking out about all this stuff for? But then he says, putting on the MAGA hat is like wearing a Superman cape. Nothing triggers the left more than that statement, folks. I'm telling you, it's time to start wearing MAGA hats out and tweeting out and saying it. Oh, this is like my Superman cape. My MAGA hat's my Superman cape. Because it does give you the power of not being intimidated. No fear.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The left and the Democrats have created an angry mob. The left and the Democrats have created an angry mob. Wait, what's that? Brooke Baldwin wants to weigh in on this? Brooke Baldwin from CNN... The Democrats and the left have created an angry mob. I mean, this is undeniable, right?
It's because I believe it's the overreaction of the left. When you see people like Ted Cruz getting chased out of restaurants by a mob.
You're not going to use the mob word here.
It's totally a mob. It is without
there's
a doubt.
Mass.
I
mean,
there's no other word mass. For it. It's a
mass.
Go watch. Put up
a
the video.
Mob, stop. Stop. A
put
mob,
up the video.
A mob is what we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2 Augusts ago.
No.
A mob is not what we saw chasing. I'm not saying what they did was right.
What about the people who were at the Supreme Court banging on the walls? What do you call that? Civil protest? Or is that a mob? I think it's easily a mob.
Yeah, and if it were Tea Partiers, we'd call it a mob for sure. Come on, let's be serious.
Let me move past the M word, because I do feel like that is part of the weaponization of what's happening now on the right. But at the same time, I think you do make a really interesting point.
So I guess it's not an angry mob, or it is an angry mob. So if it is an angry mob, it's not an angry mob, though. I'm just trying to figure this out, because I see an angry mob, but Brooke Baldwin said it's not an angry mob.
Hey, Owen, real quick, I just wanted to say that's a nice black tie you got there today, man.
What?
Yeah, that one.
This is not a black tie.
What?
This? Come on, guys. This is not a black tie. Come on. Come on.
It's definitely a black
tie. No, guys, stop it. This is not a black tie. I don't have a black tie on. Next thing you're going to say, I got a black jacket on too, aren't you?
That's a black jacket.
Oh my gosh. This is, stop it, guys. Guys, come on. Let's get serious now. This is not a black tie. This is not a black jacket. Okay, let's just get serious. Of course, this is a joke, because we see a leftist angry mob and look how the media reports it.
Oh, you're not
going to
use the mob word here.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We are some human. We're done being polite.
Answer your question that you asked her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not.
It's not a mob.
He's created this idea of a mob.
This is not a mob banging on the halls of Congress. Come on.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
It's just wrong. This is not a mob. This is not mob behavior. Ripping up signs, hitting women in the face, and hitting men and assaulting. This is
in
not
the
a mob.
Constitution. You can protest whenever and wherever you want.
That's right. Go into their houses where they sleep. Protest them there.
It's a go watch. Put up the
a
video.
Mob, stop. Stop.
What is this, Brooke Baldwin? This is not a mob. Matt. Oh.
This kind of like racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing. The angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
They were.
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
There's no angry mob. Stop this. There's no mob. There's no anger.
You come down on Brett Kavanaugh describing protesters as a mob. Doesn't
come on. These are not angry mob. Look at these people getting angry and rage. That's not an angry mob.
Kill her 3-year-old child.
There's a male feminist just kicking a woman in the face. That's not an angry mob. Come on. This is ridiculous. There's no mob, folks. There's no.
It really is a nice looking black tie.
This is not a black tie.
I'm done being polite.
These guys, this is not a. Folks, these are not angry mobs. This is not a black tie. This is not InfoWars. This is not the Alex Jones Show, okay? Stop it with this angry mob nonsense.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'm a little confused right now, because I saw an angry mob, but I was told it wasn't an angry mob. And someone said I had a black tie on, but it's not a black tie. And so I'm just a little confused and disoriented, and it's kind of depressing me. Because I don't think I'm a racist, but they keep saying I'm a racist. And all of this stuff. So it's kind of got me down. And now they're trying to censor me.
Sorry about what happened last time, man. But I just want to let you know, if you tried the new InfoWars product, Happies, that might help out with your issues you got going on right now.
Happies, you say?
Happies.
Where could I find some of this Happies?
Well, maybe to your right. Look down.
Oh.
Up. Sit down.
Wait, here it is from InfoWars Live. Happies?
I believe that's the one.
All right, well, let me give this a try.
Put that on your tongue, swallow it down.
Okay. Let me just, because, you know, I was called a lot of rude names by CNN in the break, and It's just got me feeling a little down. So maybe this happy is here that the crew is telling. Let me just, let's see how this works. Mmm. Tastes kind of like honey.
Maybe just one more for some good keeping.
One more for good measure, you think?
Yeah.
For ultimate happies? I'm feeling better. You know what? I'm not a racist.
Just down the whole thing while you're at
it. I'm not a bigot. You want me to drink this whole bottle of Happies?
Just do it.
The crew wants me to drink this whole bottle of Happies right now. All right, here we go. Psych. All right, folks. Obviously, having some fun here on air, but the truth is the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com do work. They do have a positive effect. And if you give them a try, you will find that out. And personally, I'm someone that's just so, I mean, you could say high off life all day anyway, that something like Happies is not necessarily something that I plan on using or use. So for me, it's easier for me to kind of, you know, market products that I use every day, like Survival Shield X2 or a Brain Force or something like that. So I just wanted to find a fun way to market Happies, which is a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the good news. The entire InfoWars line of products, the entire InfoWars Life line of products right now at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off. You heard me correctly. The entire line of InfoWars Life products is 50% off. So if you're somebody that maybe needs a little pickup to your emotional or your mood every day, Happies could be for you. Give it a try. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to give it a test. Alpha Power, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. The entire line of InfoWars Life products, all the great supplements, are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But that wasn't enough for Alex. He said, well, 50% off is only going halfway there. Let's go all the way and let's go free shipping store wide. So 50% off all InfoWars Life products and then free shipping store wide. So if you're not someone like me that takes like 15 pills a day, probably 12 of them are from InfoWars, Life.com, InfoWarsStore.com, depends on the day. And if you're somebody that doesn't, you know, do the supplements, there's ball caps, there's t-shirts, there's books, there's DVDs, there's all kinds of other stuff. Flags. You can go get a flag. So it's InfoWarsStore.com. You will find something. But if you've been on the fence about trying a product, now is the time to give it a go. With the entire line of InfoWars Life products, 50% off. This is the InfoWars Super Sale. And free shipping store-wide. The savings are incredible right now, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, with free shipping, too, I think that now is the time to, you know, look at emergency food if you don't have it, because you save a ton of money on shipping with that. So check out the InfoWars Life line of select storable foods. Check out the air filter. Check out the water filter. These are heavier items that cost more to ship, but there's free shipping right now. So take advantage of that. And, you know, you'd hate to think that you need survival food, but, you know, we see what happens with hurricanes, power outages, storms. And then, I mean, who knows what the left is going to do when the red wave happens, folks? You know, I mean, they'd love to shut down commerce in this country. And then if they get power, they'll make us a socialist country. And then eventually they'll, you know, the means of getting food and water will just be shut down. That's what happens in a socialist country, you see. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of 50% off, 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life products and free shipping store-wide. It is incredible. Okay. You know, we should be making a bigger deal out of this. And so, guys, let's actually clip off this segment starting right now and go to this report. Just like you had a man who tried to do an act of terror, radical leftist terror on the 4th of July in Cleveland. That's right. Let's not forget, you had a radical leftist try to detonate a bomb on the 4th of July in Cleveland. He got arrested by the FBI. Now you have an individual arrested, and he was caught with a 200-pound bomb he planned on blowing up in New York to try to stop the election process. Here's a report from CBS New York. 12. We're going to have the clip.
Now to breaking news in Rockland County.
A man under arrest accused of planning to make a bomb. CBS 2's Dick Brennan in our newsroom with the latest on this story. Dick?
Well, Christina Maurice, 56-year-old Paul Rosenfeld was charged in connection with making an explosive device in his Tappan home. He appeared in White Plains Federal Court this afternoon. Rosenfeld is accused of planning to blow up the device on the National Mall in Washington on Election Day. FBI Assistant Director in Charge William Sweeney Jr. says Rosenfeld allegedly made this plan to draw attention to his radical political beliefs. Today, law enforcement
radical
officials
raided
his home. Investigators were seen packing up what appeared to be boxes of evidence from the scene. The 200-pound device Rosenfeld built was found in the basement of his home. Law enforcement agents also found a system for triggering such a device, as well as empty canisters of black powder. In the newsroom, Dick Brennan, CBS 2 News.
And so he was also making other bombs. He detonated other bombs. He was planning a mass casualty event, suicide event with his 200-pound bomb on the D.C. Mall, as it was reported there. So, I mean, again, folks, this is radical leftist shooting up Republicans at a baseball practice, radical leftist assaulting Trump supporters in the streets, radical leftists just going crazy with acts of mob violence when a conservative speaker shows up in town or Trump gets inaugurated. Radical leftists plan a terrorist attack on the 4th of July in Cleveland. Radical leftists plan a terrorist attack on Election Day in D.C. Again, I say this. We are lucky that the radical left has not already killed one or hundreds or thousands of people in this country, because they've already tried multiple times. They've already tried multiple times. And eventually, it's going to get there. One of these radical leftists is going to detonate their bomb. One of these radical leftists is going to actually kill people when they go on a mass shooting. One of these radical leftists is going to accidentally kill someone when they hit him with a bike lock or something. What happens then? It's not an if. This is a when. You know why? Because we're not doing anything about it. We're not institutionalizing these mentally deranged people. The Department of Justice is nowhere to be found. Where's Jeff Sessions? I don't know. Bueller? Sessions? Bueller? So, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When is a radical leftist going to start killing people? They've already tried. Thank God they haven't been able to do it. But it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When does a radical leftist pop off and actually get away with murder and a mass terror event? That's what's coming, folks. This is not a matter of if. This is a matter of when, and the Democrats have already said they're behind it, they want it, and they will back it up, and that it's justified. So the Democrats are a domestic terror organization.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, tons of powerful viral clips are coming out of Kanye West's meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. Kid Rock was also meeting with President Trump today, as well as others. Jim Brown was there. I can't remember all the list of people that were there, but tons of people meeting with President Trump today, trying to get things done. The story is on InfoWars.com. Kanye talks guns, race, humanity, and the universe with Trump. Very powerful stuff. And just imagine how he's going to be attacked by the left for this. Oh, I love it. Let the hate fill you. That's the left right now. It's like they have this voice in their head of Emperor Palpatine. Let the hate fill your soul. Hate everything. Hate America. Hate Trump. Hate Kanye. And they just love it. They just love it. Because really, sadly, they hate themselves. But I'll try not to go into another psychology lecture here. I do want to say the clips, though, I think that Harrison Smith is probably going to get to some of those clips on the War Room today. He's hosting the War Room for me today, which is InfoWars live programming from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I usually host Harrison hosting for me today. And then I'll be back in studio tonight at 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, where we are doing our extended live coverage leading up to the midterm elections. And while this is extended live coverage leading up to the elections, it's also us testing the waters to see if we're ready to launch new live programming, which really is going to be about how much funding we get from the super sale we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, are you going to share the streams? Are you going to tell your friends and family? Are you going to tune in? Are you going to share them? Are you going to put them out on social media? Are you, you know, so this is kind of us testing the waters to see if we're ready to go to the next level of live broadcasting. And it's honestly, as everything around here, it's all determined by your support at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com and you spreading those links. So having said that, let's get to a news blitz. Let's just go right into this violence again because, I mean, it's redundant, but it needs to sink in because of how real this issue is. This is the story we covered last segment. Man planned to blow self up with 200-pound bomb in D.C. on Election Day. Paul Joseph Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. Domestic terrorist was angry about the country's direction. Yeah, they hate America. They don't like America being successful again. And because they choose not to be a part of it, they're left out and left feeling left out and then acting enraged and hate-filled about it. That's the saddest thing. These people are leaving themselves out from making America great again. They could be part of it. They choose not to be. You left yourself out. It's like that bitter child that throws some temper tantrum and then decides not to go to the group on the field trip or to the group to the ball game or the amusement park because they had some little tiff that they got upset about. And then they're just mad and they hold it against everyone else, even though it was their own fault. How about Eric Holder? Boy, this guy's a class act, isn't he? Says when they go low, we kick them. And says that this is what the new Democrat Party is all about. No, he's right. He is right. The Democrat Party is all about domestic terror now. And Eric Holder's just letting you know. Steve Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. And Trump responded saying it's a disgrace. Even Michelle Obama. I mean, my gosh, you got to give people credit where credit is due. Even Michelle Obama is rejecting Holder's message saying it's not good for the youth. So that's interesting. Maybe Michelle Obama, though, isn't in the criminal enterprise like Eric Holder is. You know, maybe she was able to keep her hands clean of all the dirtiness going on in the Obama administration, so she doesn't have to be an outright liar. But Eric Holder says when they go low, just kick them. And that's what the Democrat Party's all about. That's right. Eric Holder is 110% right. The Democrat Party is all about domestic terror. 110%. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party, I mean, this is a serious question. What is a bigger threat to America, our homeland, right now? Radical Islamic terror or Democrat domestic terror? That is a fair question. That is a real question. And I think it's probably Democrat domestic terror. Now, obviously, there's a lot of secret intel about the radical Islamic terror cells that exist in this country that are just waiting to be activated, like the one that got caught in New Mexico that nobody reported on, where they killed a kid and they were training kids to shoot up schools. Yeah. So, I mean, but these people are foaming at the mouth and their leaders are telling them to go out and commit acts of violence. So, I mean, seriously, this is a serious question. What is a greater threat to our homeland? Radical Islamic terror or Democrat domestic terror? I think right now it's probably Democrat domestic terror. But leave it to the left-wing media in this country to say that they're not an angry mob. Now, we played that clip over and over, so I'm not going to play it again, but that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, U.S. charges Chinese spy with stealing military secrets. So Dianne Feinstein is finally getting charged? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hillary Clinton is finally getting charged? Oh, no. Okay. All right. I was just checking. It was a Chinese spy. But again, now notice when the spies and the operatives, the American operatives in China got caught, what did China do? Well, they you know, tortured them and killed them. That's thanks to Hillary Clinton, maybe Dianne Feinstein. I mean, who knows? We don't get an investigation to Hillary Clinton's Chinese server. We don't get an investigation into Dianne Feinstein's Chinese spy. But when China gets our operatives, they, you know, jail them, torture them, or kill them. When we get a Chinese operative, we just send them out. Stolen Apple IDs in China lead to mobile payment pilfering. Well, let's see. China, the Chinese Communist government, has all of your data now. They have all of your data via Apple. So anyone acting in China that wants to get a hold of your data and steal it, they don't even have to be able to operate domestically, folks. So just understand that. Your data is now available for pilfering in China. In China. And since China owns all your data now, they can also sell it and will sell it to any third party they choose. Because you know why? When you clicked accept the terms and conditions for all the crap you ever downloaded on your iPhone or all the crap you ever downloaded on your Apple, now that became Apple's data. They own you. And they can now sell your data, and they have. And then they've moved their operations to China so that they don't get taxed and they don't have regulations stopping them from having slave-like labor forces making their products. And so that's what goes on. And it's incredible that we have people crying and moaning and complaining and protesting. Oh, human rights violations in America. They're putting the kids in cages. Why don't you go to China for a day? Why don't you go to China for a day where, by the way, probably everything you're wearing was made, all the products in your home were made, and where Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein sent classified information. Yep. Yes.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're rolling B-roll right now. I think that, you know what? I'm not sure where that was, actually. I was going to say, I'm not even going to say it because actually I'm not sure. But basically, some radical leftist starts charging at a police officer. You can tell he's enraged. And he hops out of a police officer just walking across the street. I guess he's just on foot patrol or something, and he's getting a bite to eat or something. And this crazy guy hops up out of his chair on some patio and starts storming towards the police officer. And he doesn't take it for 1 second. He just drops him like a rock. Oh, it's so beautiful. Just look, here comes the crazed leftist. Hey, you police officer, you're bad, you're racist. Boom, sit down, son. You're under arrest. Look. I'm totally against police brutality. I'm totally against a police state. In fact, I'm against the drug war entirely. But police have a target on their chest. And if somebody's going to charge at anybody like that, you absolutely should be able to body slam them to the ground, whether it's a police officer or not. But the reason why I highlight this police officer is because they don't want the police to be able to do this. They don't want the police to be able to defend themselves. So, if more of this happened, though, I think you'd have less people trying to attack the police. Like when I go to these leftist events and you have these scumbags screaming at police, spitting on them, insulting them, the police just sit there and take it. You know, maybe if one of them decided to take that riot shield and just give them a little knock them back 10 years, like that body slam did, you think that guy's ever going to think about charging a police officer again or anybody? I doubt it. So I just want to say, let the police do their job. And if citizens in this country are going to get deranged and out of control, they need to be brought down for this country's good and for their own good. Now let's get into some more news here. Pelosi's San Francisco named Poop Capital of America, on pace for record number of complaints. Oh my gosh. This is a real quote. The number of unique poop complaints every year from 2011 to 2018 almost tripled, from 5,600 complaints in 2011 to almost 21,000 complaints in 2017. My God. That's real. Poop complaints. Oh my. Oh. Now, let's go to a clip of Diamond and Silk, who are about to be in a new movie where they do a funny sketch mimicking the poop complaint. Guys, go ahead and roll clip 14.
Well, why are you pressure washing the sidewalk?
Because they're dirty.
What's on the sidewalks that we need to be concerned about?
I mean, it's just feces and...
Feces?
Yeah.
What type of feces? Is it animal feces?
Both.
Both?
Human feces and animal.
Did you say human feces?
Yeah.
Like boo-boo?
Yes. Yes.
Folks, you can ask anybody that lives in San Francisco, or you can go to San Francisco. You know, you step outside. Let's say you want to smoke a cigarette after you eat your dinner. You step outside to smoke your cigarette. Right across the street, some bum drops their drawers, takes a dump, and then walks up the street. And then you're basically left to clean it up. Look at that poop map. The entire city of San Francisco is basically a toilet. Thanks, Democrats. And now, just south of there, flea-borne typhus outbreak spreads to Long Beach. Whoa! Well, they had it in L.A., and now it's spread to Long Beach. Look, this is like a serious health concern. I mean, I can laugh about how out of control Democrat-run cities are with the poop on the ground and the needles and everything and the homelessness and the poverty and everything, but this is serious. I mean, folks, if they don't get this under control in California, they will have a biological hazard in just a few short years. That is not a joke. Flea-borne typhus outbreak. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. Tuberculosis is on the rise. I mean, all of this crap. And it's because they have wide open borders. It's because they have needle programs, rampant drug use, no law and order. It's out of control. And you literally, like, you can't even live in San Francisco or LA. Do you really think you can walk around and take a dump on the streets of San Francisco without it having serious biological repercussions? Just think about this, folks. We don't even know, honestly, people don't even know the serious health concern that's going on right now. Where do you think all of this human fecal runoff ends up? It's all going to be pooled in some sick, disgusting... good God. Lord help California. It's such a beautiful state, and the Democrats have literally taken a dump on it. Hollywood rewrites its script to resist Trump in midterms. Well, they've been resisting Trump from the very beginning, but this is crazy. So they have some pack, the OMG WTF pack. And so Michael Avenatti, who this guy really thinks he's going to run against Trump. I mean, I invite you to. That's going to be you'll lose. That could be a 50-0 in the electoral. I think he could win California, but he won't win another state. But he's now basically campaigning for this OMG WTF political action committee that supports Democrats. I mean, what? And then they try to tell you that there's going to be some blue wave. Michael Avenatti thinks he's running for president. Eric Holder just had an event. Obama just had an event. Combined, they didn't even have 1,000 people. Between Obama, Holder, and Avenatti this week, they didn't even have 1,000 people show up to their public speaking events. Donald Trump has had 100,000 people turn up to his last 4 speaking events. Let's just say 3. Let's just say 3. They get 3 events. They get Avenatti at OMG WTF. 5 people show up, maybe 10. They get Obama at a school in California, almost 1,000 people show up. They get Holder in, what was it, like a 5th grade classroom or something, 20 people show up.
So they get 1,000 people for three major Democrats, Avenatti, Obama, and Holder. They get 1,000 people overall. Trump, in his last three events, has had over 50,000 people show up. And you think there's going to be a blue wave? You really see a blue wave, do you? I think you're sniffing the streets of San Francisco, if you know what I'm saying. American Music Awards ratings plummet to record low as entertainers push politics. Really, the overall story is just people are done with Hollywood and their culture and all the nonsense they push. But it's funny because Taylor Swift hosted this, and so people are saying, oh, it was Taylor Swift's politics and her comments that crushed the ratings. The ratings were already going to be down anyway. Taylor Swift didn't help. But isn't it convenient? And I'm not going to call out some other artists here that did this too, but I'm telling you, this is a pattern. Once these artists finish their North American leg of their tours, as soon as they play their last North American show, they all have come out and made a negative Trump comment or negative conservative comment. And it's usually pretty guarded. It's usually not very extreme, and you can tell it's probably tongue-in-cheek, and they maybe don't even mean it. But they figure, oh, I'm going to say this as I'm leaving North America, and I'll get some pub, I'll get some headline, and maybe I'll drum up some energy before I leave America. But so just understand that. The ratings for the AMAs would have tanked anyway, whether Taylor Swift made those comments or not. But she only made those comments to get some sort of windfall to her tour as she leaves America and as she was about to host the AMAs. So it's all fake with these people, sadly. American flag backlash could hurt first man at the box office. No, it's the anti-American sentiment coming from the Hollywood culture that's going to hurt the box office. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing with Taylor Swift. The AMA ratings were already going to be down because people are sick of the entertainment industry telling us how to think and feel and lying to us. Sick of the propaganda. Just like Hollywood. No one was going to go see First Man whether they put the American flag on the moon or not. More people will probably go because of the publicity that they even heard of it now. Nobody's going to movies. Nobody's watching Hollywood anymore. Nobody cares. We're sick of your propaganda. We're sick of your arrogance. We're done with you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's incredible because Project Veritas has caught the Democrats admitting on tape that they staged domestic terror, bragging about it. We've caught Project Veritas, caught Google, YouTube, all of them admitting they censor, admitting they hate conservatives. They caught the IRS admitting they target conservatives. They caught other federal bureaucracies admitting they target conservatives and have politicized themselves. This is all caught on tape. This isn't rhetoric. The Democrats are now engaged in inciting domestic terror. That's just true. All this is true. This is our America today. And then Kanye West goes to the White House to visit President Trump. They have a great meeting. They hug. They shake it out. They have great talks. And the leftist media freaks out. Why? Because the black man is off their plantation. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about the left? They look at black people as their property, just like they did during the slavery era. That's why Democrats fought for slavery. They said, you can't take my property. That black man is my property. So the Democrats fought for slavery. Thank God America won, the Union won, the conservatives won, Republicans won. But still to this day, the left looks at black people as their property. And so they say, Kanye West, you're a black man. You're our property. You vote how we tell you to. You think how we tell you to. And if you don't, well, you're an illiterate Negro. That's Bakari Sellers' words on CNN, not mine. Or should we quote Tara Stettmeyer, Kanye West is a token black Negro. Again, not my words, CNN's. But doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about the left? They think black people are their property. They think gay people are their property. In fact, they honestly have the weird thing. They think everything is their property. They think America's their property, so they literally want to piss and crap on it. But as depressing and real as that is, and the Democrats trying to stage domestic terror, as real as all of that is, truth is, America really is coming back. I mean, most Americans are joining the Make America Great Again movement, and we are having victories. Now, we're still strides away from where I think we need to be, but we're getting there. I mean, we're actually going in the right direction now. America's coming together. All the racial division and all that crap is all lies. It's all mainstream media stuff. It's all leftist garbage. The real American people, actual Americans, are having great success right now, having great victories and coming together. And the left wants to destroy all of it because they're so sad and miserable in their own pathetic existence. Not trying to be rude. I just call it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. And this story just came out from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWarsStore.com. New study shows vast majority of non-white Americans reject political correctness. Now, that's fine. That's a study. But the real story is the vast majority of all Americans resist political correctness. We're all sick of this. So that's why Trump won. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. The radical left, honestly, is maybe 10% of this country, maybe 15, 20 at the most. But because they're so loud, because they're so violent, because they're so hateful, they seem like they're a bigger group of people, very small group of people. They'll be left in the dust. They'll be left in the trash heap of history. They'll be left in the ash bin. That's their choice. That's their choice. But folks, I mean, I don't know what happens. They don't want to be a part of this. They just want to hate. They have no open mind. They have no tolerance. They're calling for domestic terror. They want it. I don't want it. I don't want to see a civil war, but I mean, I think we know how that's going to go. And the sad thing is, these radical leftists that have been so enraged and incited by the media and the Democrats, they think they're in the majority. That's a big false consensus that the media propaganda gives them, that they're in the majority, so they're justified and in the right. You're going to learn real quick. You're going to learn real quick how you're not even close to a majority. You're going to learn real quick how you were never in the right if you keep pushing this. Let's hit some more news here before we get into the fourth hour with Mike Adams. Manhattan DA drops part of Weinstein case. Now, it's funny, with all the outrage over Kavanaugh with, again, no evidence, you've got all kinds of evidence against Weinstein. They just dropped part of that case. No outrage from the left, not standing up for the victims of Harvey Weinstein. And by the way, I saw this coming a while ago. Rose McGowan, who I've reported negatively on, but I did say this a while ago, and it appears maybe the case. She might actually be the only real person from Hollywood in the Me Too movement, because she's basically calling it a fraud now. Because she got into it for real reasons, witnessed real abuse, was probably a victim of real abuse, knows what was going on, may have incorrectly pointed it at all men, but now she has seen how it's nothing but a political movement, and now she's even like, yeah, the Me Too movement's all fake. And I remember seeing it when she originally came out about this stuff, because she was actually saying real stuff and calling out the double standards, and then got totally ignored and then got pushed aside. And so now she's coming out like, yeah, it's basically a sham. So they don't cover Rose McGowan anymore. She used to be one of the big leaders of the Me Too movement. Now that she realized it's all politicized and it's all double standards and the Democrats are just using it for a political reason, she's like, okay, you're going to push me out of it now? Yeah, there's the story. Actress Rose McGowan, who triggered Harvey Weinstein's downfall, now claims the Me Too movement is all bullcrap. I'm censoring myself. And a lie to make lily-livered Hollywood types feel better. Bingo! See, and that's it's like the same thing with Candace Owens. Like, whenever you get involved in a political movement for a real reason, and then the left gets control of it, and then the left tries to control you, and then if you disagree with the left, they push you out or they try to set you up, and then they use you as a tool. That's when Candace Owens became a conservative. I mean, I'm not saying Rose McGowan's going to be a conservative, but she saw the Me Too movement for what it was. She was actually in it for the right reasons, so that, you know what they had to do to her? Bye, Rose. You're out. Sorry, you're in it for the right reasons. We're in it for political reasons. Get out, Rose. So now she calls it out. Elon Musk denies James Murdoch is a favorite to become Tesla chairman. I remember seeing this in real time. I think it was RT. I don't remember, but somebody published the story. James Murdoch is set to become the Tesla chairman. And within a minute, Elon Musk replied on Twitter saying this is fake news. So that's fun. In the age of Trump, Tucker Carlson's ship has come in at Fox News. It's according to the Los Angeles Times. Tucker Carlson's new book topples Woodward from number one on New York Times bestseller list. The real headline is here. Tucker is coming of age and becoming so popular at the ripe age of 49 because he's real. Because he tells it like it is. That's what people want because he's not politically correct. And look, I didn't even know. I saw Tucker Carlson's new book on the Tucker Carlson Show. I didn't see it promoted anywhere else. I think he was a guest on maybe The Five or maybe Outnumbered or something to promote his book. But Woodward's book's everywhere. Woodward's book gets publicized and promoted on every news outlet. Everyone knows about Woodward's book. But guess who outsold Woodward? Tucker Carlson. That's because Tucker is real. And that's because the blue wave is not. All right. Quick headlines here. You know what? I won't even get into this stuff. But if you're into the paranormal, folks, if you're into the paranormal, it's out there. And I never cover the paranormal stuff because I like giving the audience something they can sink their teeth into. And usually it's tougher with aliens and paranormal. Folks, not anymore. It's like, there's so much to sink your teeth into now with the paranormal and alien stuff, but we won't get involved with that. Mike Adams is going to take over here in the fourth hour. He's got a lot of stuff coming up when it comes to the Democrats trying to incite a civil war. But folks, before I sign off, please remember InfoWarsStore.com. And please remember InfoWars.com/show. That's the key. InfoWars.com/show. People don't know where to find us. They don't know. They think since we got erased off social media, we don't even exist anymore. That just shows you the power and the mind control that social media now has on this country. That somehow that's the reality when no, it's not. No, we still exist. So InfoWars.com/show is where you can always find our live programming. But folks, please remember InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life supplements. 50% off the entire line of InfoWars Life supplements. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Go order 10 tubes of Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. You'll be set for years and you just saved a bunch of money. You've been on the fence about trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion that I drink every morning? Go get it for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink it every morning. It's part of my morning routine. And then I take a bunch of supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, like the Real Red Pill. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line, and then the entire InfoWars.com store. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, including heavy items, emergency food, water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, folks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams here stepping in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thank you for joining me. And a big thanks to Owen Schroyer there for an excellent job on the show. We've got a lot coming up here for the fourth hour. First, I want to talk about Kanye and his appearance at the White House because he's just done an extraordinary thing for America and for racial unity in America. So I'm going to cover that here in a minute. I'm also going to cover the stock market and what's going on with the Fed raising interest rates in an attempt to try to crash the market under Trump, even as the Fed kept rates artificially low for virtually all 8 years under Obama. I'm also going to then cover later in the hour the Hillary Clinton commitment to violence and why Democrats have now essentially become the radical left-wing domestic terrorism party of America. And if you vote for Democrats, you're voting for the destruction of your own nation. We'll talk about all those topics and much more. Also remind you, this Sunday, my show with InfoWars is called Counterthink. It airs Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time at InfoWars.com. And there I have a very detailed breakdown of the coming Civil War, how it may play out, and some steps you should take to prepare yourself against the breakdown of society that the Democrats are now promising. So be sure to catch that show. Again, it's Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time at InfoWars.com. The show is called Counterthink. Now, getting back to Kanye, and I think he goes by Ye now, but I know him as I mean, I know his name is Kanye. I don't know him personally, but I'm just going to call him Kanye. I think he did an extraordinary thing today by going to the White House and speaking with President Trump on very important topics and just being very transparent and open about how he feels as a Black American, as a man who did not have a strong father figure in his family because his parents were divorced, and how strongly he feels about helping his fellow brothers and sisters, you know, fellow human beings. Kanye wants to uplift the African-American communities all across America. In fact, Kanye wants what's best for all America as far as, I mean, that's obvious, just like President Trump does. And this is what they have in common. President Trump wants to help Black Americans just as much as he wants to help white Americans. In fact, President Trump doesn't see people as Black or white or Latino or Chinese American or anything. They're just all Americans. And everybody deserves to do well. And everybody deserves to be uplifted. And when Kanye went to the Oval Office there and sat with Trump, liberal heads were exploding all across the country. This was an extraordinary thing. And it reminded me of the 2008 election. This election cycle, the campaign of 2007 involving Barack Obama, many, many white people across America, in fact, tens of millions of them, voted for Barack Obama because they wanted to vote for racial unity. They wanted to make America a country where the president was African American. And they did. They successfully did that because they wanted to vote for racial unity. They wanted a national healing to take place across America. But Obama failed to use his power to create racial unity. In fact, Obama weaponized government. He weaponized every branch of government and the bully pulpit there to drive a wedge between Black and white Americans. He pushed racial disunity, and he has promoted racial, well, not just disharmony, but even hatred. He made things worse. But Kanye is bringing the races together. Kanye, believe it or not, just did in the White House today what Barack Obama couldn't do in the White House for 8 years. Literally, Kanye just accomplished what Obama could not accomplish in 8 years. And so for that, I applaud what Kanye just did. I applaud his spirit. I applaud his courage. I know he's being viciously attacked. CNN, if you can believe it, called him a Negro, essentially implying that he can't read books. That's CNN? Are you kidding me? The racists are at CNN now. And it's Trump supporters that are calling for racial unity and racial healing. So thank you, Kanye, for that action today. We'll be right back with much more straight ahead on The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today on The Alex Jones Show. Thanks for continuing with me. We've got many, many important topics today. But in the last segment, I spoke about Kanye and the courage that he has as a conscious, aware, and obviously very intelligent individual. He's really advanced in his thinking. And just with him having the courage to go to the White House and speak with President Trump and invite the press and talk about what America really needs to heal, I think that Kanye has just put Republicans over the victory line for the midterm elections to hold the House. Now, of course, Democrats are out there saying that if they lose the House, they are going to commit mass violence across America. I'm going to talk about that in more detail here. They're basically putting a gun to the head of every voter in America and saying, if you don't vote Democrat, then we're going to commit violence and turn into a terrorist party and destroy your country. That's sort of like, what is that? America held hostage? The hostage situation. Like they're putting a gun to your head and saying, go vote for us or else. That's exactly why we must vote against the Democrats. If they do not honor their social contract, which honors, you know, democracy is supposed to be about, or our constitutional republic technically, but the democratic process is about changing power peacefully without military coups, without revolutions, without violence in the streets. And it's a social contract that people take on both sides of the aisle in every country where a democratic process takes place. The social contract says that You participate in democracy, you vote, and even if you lose, you respect the outcome of the election. That's the social contract. That's the good faith that parties must agree to, or participants and citizens agree to participate in democracy. The radical violent left has now essentially rejected that social contract, and they have pre-announced that they will violate it. They've pre-announced that they will commit mass violence if they don't get their way. They have pre-announced that they will not honor the outcome of any election that they don't win. And you notice how this is the same party that went insane in 2016 when Trump was asked during one of the debates, will you accept the outcome of the election if you lose? And Trump said something like, well, we'll have to see what the circumstances are at the time. Hillary Clinton at that time went nuts, and so did CNN, and so did the entire left-wing media, saying, oh my God, he's not pre-announcing that he's going to accept the outcome of the election. He's un-American. He's a threat to our democracy. Now, they're doing exactly what they condemned Trump for theoretically doing, which he never even did. They're saying that the Democrats are saying they will not honor the outcome of this election. And furthermore, they attack the integrity of everything that they no longer control. You notice that when the Democrats don't control the White House, they attack the presidency. When the Democrats now have lost their majority in the Supreme Court, they attack the Supreme Court and they say, well, the Supreme Court has lost integrity, must not be legitimate anymore. They always say everything is illegitimate if it's run by the GOP. When they lose the Senate, they say, well, the Senate's illegitimate, too many Republicans, right? And they lose the House, they say, well, the House is illegitimate. This is the way the Democrats operate, and it has become clear to all of us at this point. Democrats are incompatible with civil society. And I want to say that again forcefully, and I hope you really share this very important message. Democrats repeatedly demonstrate that they are incompatible with civil society. They do not honor the social contract of democratic elections. They do not honor outcomes of elections that they don't win. And now, to top it off, they are threatening violence against all of America if they don't get their power back. And that is exactly why we cannot allow them to get their power back. This is why we must vote against Democrats. This year, you must vote a straight Republican ticket. I'm talking about the federal elections. At a local level, that may vary based on your local situation. There might be Libertarian or Independent candidates who are better. I'm not sure. But for every position of Congress, Senate or the House, you must vote a straight Republican ticket this time only. Perhaps this time from here forward, because Democrats have become the party of terrorism. And they will, when they lose the House in this upcoming election, and currently I put the odds of them losing, not regaining control of the House, the odds of the GOP maintaining control are now better than 50%. Better than 50%. Not 100%, not even 80%, but much better than 50%. And if the Democrats don't take back the House, if they remain in the minority, they are going to become so radicalized and so violent. The footage that you saw from Portland, Oregon the other day with this radical left-wing group directing traffic by harassing people, harassing senior citizen drivers in their cars, bashing the windows of the cars, physically attacking, assaulting, yelling racial slurs at people in their cars. While the police stood down, the Portland police stood down and did nothing. That scene is a tiny taste of things yet to come if the Democrats don't get their way at the ballot box. They will unleash this kind of radical, not just civil unrest, but really radical terrorism, violence all across America. They will do this in every city where they can get away with it. And by the way, it's going to become very important, in my view, for President Trump to fire Sessions immediately after the election, bring in a new head of the DOJ that then orders police departments nationwide to stop standing down and start engaging the violent left-wing terrorists in order to stop them from overrunning cities and harassing innocent citizens. Remember under Obama how the police were always told to stand down? Even in cities like Baltimore, I think it was the mayor of Baltimore at one point that said, well, no, the cops should retreat, the cops should stand down, let the rioters just burn the buildings, commit arson, loot everything, and even attack police with deadly force. This is what Obama had in place, and this is what Democrats have in place I say no more. The police must be allowed to stand their ground because we support the men and women in blue who are trying to regain civility and keep some basic peace in our cities all across America. And when they are attacked, they need to be able to stand their ground. They need to have rules of engagement that allow them to protect themselves. And if necessary, if they are attacked with deadly force, they must be able to respond with deadly force in order to stop them, themselves and their fellow police men and women from being killed. You know, if you've got attackers coming at you, a mob of left-wing lunatics who are talking about terrorism and talking about killing people, and they're carrying weapons like Molotov cocktails that have an area effect that can kill and set on fire multiple police officers. If they're coming at you with that Molotov cocktail, the police need to be able to apply their training and their tools and their Glocks, frankly, in their defense under those circumstances where they are attacked with deadly force. Of course, they must exercise restraint. If the protesters are peaceful, you meet them with peace. If the protesters are violent, you try to stop the violence, you arrest them, you shut them down. And I hope and I pray that President Trump puts somebody in charge at the DOJ, replaces Jeff Sessions after the election, that calls for civility across our cities and stopping the lunatic left-wing mobs. These mobs are a danger to society, and they will only escalate if they lose the midterm elections, which looks increasingly likely. And there are other things that are coming into play here over the next 2 weeks, things coming out that I think will push this election even more in the direction of the GOP majority. And yet, at the same time, never forget, Google and Facebook are right now committing massive election fraud. They are silencing pro-GOP voices and pro-Trump voices. They are, in effect, attempting to steal this election right now. They are committing massive election fraud. They are doing what the Russians could never hope to do. Google, YouTube, even Twitter, the selective silencing of conservative voices is election meddling at its worst, and that's what's being done right now by these tech giants. And it's affecting our election. So this is not over. You need to get out and vote. You need to encourage others to get out and vote. If you don't vote, you're going to lose your country. The Democrats will be in charge, and they'll use their power to destroy this nation. We cannot allow that to happen. Much more discussion straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break. Speaking about Kanye's meeting in the White House today and about racial unity and racial healing for America, I've got a very powerful message here for you. You know, it's not about the color of our skin. It's about, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the content of our character. But more importantly, it's about individual liberty and respecting the right of every divine conscious human being, which includes, people of every skin color or national origin, the right of every individual to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody who is pro-liberty, anybody who supports that pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness is on Team Humanity. And Team Humanity is what we represent as conservatives or Trump supporters or libertarians. Team Humanity. The Democrats are anti-life. They want to destroy even unborn babies. They want to destroy nations. They want to destroy economies and sweep in communism, which is all about human suffering and totalitarianism. And obviously, we must reject that. But here's something that you may not have thought about. You know, all of us, if you go back far enough in our ancestry, did you know that all of our ancestors are actually from Africa? At one time in human history, there were only about according to science, there were only about 4,000 humans alive. And they were Africans, and they all had dark skin because, dark skin is a natural sunscreen against the intense sunlight radiation. When you live in Africa or live near the equator, you have to have that sun protection. So actually, dark skin pigmentation is a natural defensive shield against ultraviolet radiation of the sun. But over time, as humans prospered And then there was migration where humans spread out from Africa. And some groups of humans went to, for example, present-day Northern Europe. And there, sunlight was a lot less intense. And so their skin, over time, over many, many generations of just survival, became more fair-skinned to allow more sunlight to come in so they could have more vitamin D, because vitamin D is absolutely crucial for preventing cancer, boosting immune function, and so on. If you have dark skin, but you live in, let's say, London, you are not going to get enough vitamin D to protect your health. And so Europeans became more fair-skinned. And that was the skin color differentiation. And, you know, similar things happened in China and modern-day Russia and so on. Wherever people lived closer to the equator, their skin became darker. And wherever groups moved away from the equator, their skin became lighter. This was all about a natural response to a sunlight and vitamin D intake. Now, what this means, though, from a racial healing point of view, is that all of us that count ourselves as Americans, whether we have white skin or brown skin, black skin, whether, you know, it doesn't matter. We are all humans are really brothers and sisters. We are all related. We all of our ancestors came from Africa. And that's really backed up by, you know, archaeology, anthropology, mainstream science. So isn't it interesting that right now, as humanity is coming together to save ourselves from tyranny and to save ourselves from authoritarianism, that we realize we are all unified by our common history, and yet the Democrat Party wants to divide us and turn us into enemies against each other, like brother fighting brother and sister fighting sister. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. They want to split us apart and weaponize us based on, yeah, skin deep differences, just things that you see visually, which means nothing about a person's character. Kanye proved that today. He proved that human character is much more than anything that could be called skin deep. He proved that he could outthink and have more compassion and have more presence of mind and more spiritual divinity than all of those CNN commentators that are attacking him, calling him, you know, the token Negro and all the mean, all the racist, evil things that CNN is now saying against Kanye, that he has outlasted that because he has a bigger picture, a bigger vision of what we all are. We're all divine beings. We all have a common ancestry. We're all, frankly, genetic brothers and sisters, and we all desire one thing, and that is to be free. We all desire freedom. And I urge you today to let that be this unifying call for all of us who desire freedom, to say we welcome pro-liberty people, whether they are black-skinned or fair-skinned or, you know, anything, whether they're gay or straight even, like Brandon Straka of the Walk Away movement, you know, openly gay but openly pro-liberty. And he is leading people away from the destructive tendencies of the Democrat Party, that total destruction of human civilization, which is what Democrats seem to stand for today. And this is where we need to understand this. This is not simply about, you know, black and white. This is not about Republican versus Democrats. This is about, do you want human civilization to survive versus do you want our world utterly destroyed by the division and the destructive narrative of evil Democrats, sinister Democrats who are liars and cheaters, and they commit massive election fraud, and some of them literally kill off people who have evidence against them. I mean, there are body bags, you know, stretched out a mile long behind some of these Democrat leaders. They're so evil, we cannot allow them to have power. And so this is really a spiritual midterm. It's much more than GOP versus, you know, DNC. This is about, do you support life, liberty, the divinity of the human being, of human consciousness, of your purpose of life here on this planet? If you support that, then you support defeating the Democrats, who are all about death and destruction and deception. Think about it. They don't even want black babies to be born alive. They set up the abortion centers in black neighborhoods because they know that's where they can kill the most black babies and commit the genocide, the actual eugenics that the founder of Planned Parenthood talked about and promoted, that she wanted black people to be wiped out, to be exterminated. That's the message of the Democrats. But it takes people waking up. Many people who have voted Democrat all their lives are waking up now and they're fleeing the Democrat Party. I'm even hearing apologies from people. People who thought, when I went pro-Trump back in 2016 and I predicted the Trump victory ahead of time, and we were 100% pro-Trump, some people really attacked me over that. Some of my own readers, some of my own audience, many of them have come back now and apologized and rejoined my website, Natural News, and rejoined our efforts. Now, you know what they say to me? They say, Mike, I now realize that the Democrats of today are no longer the Democrats that we grew up with. We cannot be associated with these Democrats. They don't represent what we represent. They are not us. I hear this over and over again. They are not us. Because they see the lunacy, they see the violence, they see the derangement, they see the bigotry and the racism of Democrats today. And the way they're treating Kanye today, that's racism. The way they're attacking him and using racial slurs against Kanye. It's unreal. And of course, they're racist against white people. And now with Senator Susan Collins voting to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, they're now racist against white women. The left-wing media is attacking white women and saying, well, now white women are the problem. Well, I remember it last year, I thought the problem was white men. Well, now it's white women. You see how they're just committing racial division, destruction of culture, destruction of civilization. Do not allow them to succeed. Defeat Democrats at every election from here forward. And stay with me here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, much more straight ahead. We'll be right back after this short break.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a very narrow pathway for America to defeat the globalists and maintain liberty and restore this constitutional republic in the way that it was founded. And yet, even though it's a very narrow pathway, that path is being expertly navigated by President Trump and many, many patriots like you and myself and Alex Jones and others. And all of the weapons that can destroy civilization are being brought to bear against President Trump and the U.S. economy. Right now, there is an enormous act of economic sabotage that's being put together in order to try to crash the stock market so that it can be blamed on President Trump. And they're desperately trying to crash the market before the midterm elections. They may not accomplish that, but even after that, as long as they crash it sometime in the next 2 years, they can still blame President Trump in any case. And so in this segment, I'm just going to mention what's actually happening, why this is a deliberate effort to try to crash the market, and some things that you might want to consider doing to protect yourself from really an economic apocalypse that they're trying to put together. You know, it's incredible. These enemies of Trump are willing to do absolutely anything to push Trump out of power. They're even willing to commit economic suicide for their own nation. They're willing to, I believe, kill any number of people necessary for them to carry out some kind of a false flag attack that they could blame on patriots. They're willing to do anything. They don't care about America succeeding. They don't care about individual liberty being protected. All they care about is gaining power. And you saw this with the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh. They're willing to smear anybody, to destroy any family. They're willing to lie. They're willing to fabricate. They're willing to carry out false flags, fake accusations. They're willing to call people serial rapists. Anything that they can do to maintain power, they will do it. And rest assured that what they did to Brett Kavanaugh is a tiny, tiny taste of what they're willing to do to America. They will destroy America if it allows them to maintain power and eliminate their political enemies. And that's why, of course, funding this operation is so critical to the continued success of InfoWars. And right now, InfoWars has really a huge sale going on, 50% off all of the InfoWars Life branded products, of which I believe there are dozens of different variations of products. 50% off, it's like better than Black Friday. It's the biggest sale of the year. Free shipping applies to all the purchases there at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to check that out. Help fund this operation. And by doing so, you are helping America navigate that very narrow window that I mentioned, that window of defeating globalism. Remember, they have tried to commit economic sabotage against the InfoWars operation. They've tried to shut off the InfoWars store, the InfoWars payment processing system. They've tried to eliminate InfoWars from, you know, every tech platform that you can imagine. They've done it. And yet they cannot stop this machine because this machine is backed by patriots who support America. So support InfoWarsStore.com to vote for America with your financial support. Now, getting to the stock market situation, notice that, well, just to back up a little bit of basic financial knowledge here, and I apologize if you're already fully aware of this, but I just want to cover the bases here. You know, when the Fed keeps interest rates very, very low, what they're doing is essentially contracting the growth of debt in the economy. When they keep it artificially low, they're expanding the growth of debt in the economy. When they raise rates high, they are contracting the expansion of debt. So in other words, when interest rates are low, as they were kept at near 0% under Barack Obama, they're allowing the easy multiplication and creation of money and debt, which are, of course, intertwined. The creation of money and debt under low interest rate situations allows for very affordable home purchases because you can get home loans more inexpensively. It allows for banks to take more risks and to engage in more risky investments because the cost of debt is lower. And so you see more investment. You see even more investment in good projects, such as capital investment in businesses and factories and so on. Low interest rates are designed to grow the economy. They're designed to grow the money supply and make capital readily available for business investment and business growth. But it comes with an increased risk and a lack of what you might call monetary or fiscal discipline among investors. Hedge funds tend to go crazy. They tend to make a lot of risky bets. It tends to be a lot of very, very risky bets on interest rates and risky bets in bonds, risky bets in real estate, and so on. And that creates stock market bubbles over time or stock market valuations that are not rooted in economic reality. So what does the Fed do when they want to crash the market? They start systematically raising interest rates. What does this do? It causes a collapse, or you could say a rapid erosion of all of this easy debt, easy money, low cost debt. It starts to contract rapidly. As this contraction happens, it causes people to rethink their investments in stocks. It causes them to, what we say in investment circles, to revalue the future value of present day investments. So you have to recalibrate the future value. And that causes a lot of people to pull out of stocks and pull out of real estate investments and pull out of projects. They start selling. Selling puts downward price pressure on the market. And that is what we saw this week in the stock market. That's what we saw. The Federal Reserve is trying to crash the market. If they continue to raise rates as they have been systematically doing only under President Trump, not under Barack Obama, but only under Trump, they will eventually succeed in popping the bubble of irrational price valuations that now creates an upward mobile effect on stock market prices or share prices. And especially in the tech sector, many of these tech companies are priced at incredibly irrational valuations that cannot be sustained by earnings. And so they're going to get corrected at some point. The Federal Reserve is trying to make sure the correction happens under President Trump. All right. So this is happening. This is happening now. And it's only by a miracle that the market hasn't really strongly contracted yet. Now, in terms of things that you can do, and by the way, this is economic warfare on President Trump, just so you know. And, you know, I'm opposed to artificially low interest rates propping up stock market bubbles. But I'm especially opposed to them doing it selectively only under Democrat presidents. So the Fed has weaponized interest rates against our president. And they're doing this as a form of economic sabotage, the same kind of economic sabotage that's being deployed against InfoWars itself, just different variations of that sabotage. But what can you do? Well, number one, I'm not your economic advisor. You need to check with qualified professionals, but I can give you some general principles. The most important thing to realize is that if you don't have real assets in your hand, then it doesn't count until you sell. So if you have stocks in the stock market, that doesn't count until they are realized through a selling transaction of those assets, turning them into, let's say, cash. But even cash, because it's fiat currency, you're holding cash, let's say in a bank account, in the US dollar. That's not real either, until you trade the cash for something that is real. And by real, I mean something that you can touch, something that's physical, something that holds value. What are those things? Well, if you're a regular listener, you know those things include gold and silver. They can also include land. They can also include very practical things, such as, where they are legal, owning firearms or ammunition for firearms, or even first aid solutions, you know, things that have real value. Even, let's say, a 500-gallon tank of diesel on your farm. Well, 500 gallons of diesel fuel has real value. An old John Deere tractor has real value. That's why I own a couple of them. I like to buy John Deere tractors built in the 1970s because they're immune to EMP attacks. They burn fuel and they help produce food. You know, that has real value in society. But there are many things like that that have real value. And I want to encourage you, no matter what your financial planning, to start thinking about, what things do you think you own that can disappear in a massive correction? Things that aren't real because they haven't been realized yet, versus things that are actually real, things that you can touch, things that you can put your hands on, things that you can hold on to that hold value. Because those are the things that are going to survive this attempted economic sabotage targeting our president and targeting our nation. The Federal Reserve is at war with America. I don't want you to be a casualty of that war. So get informed, stay informed, and keep watching. There's much more straight ahead here on The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams is filling in this fourth hour. Stay with us. You know, much of the conservative media and independent media, I think really owes InfoWars an apology, because InfoWars and Alex Jones and myself and others, you know, David Knight, Owen Scheuer, we have been so ahead of the curve on all of these things that we're seeing come out today, things happening. For example, civil war. It's now being openly discussed, even by, you know, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and others, that, you know, civil war is essentially now committed to by the Democrats. And yet, I remember it wasn't too long ago when we were warning about civil war, and then some voices were saying, no, that's hyperbole. There's not going to be any risk of civil war. Civil war 2.0, it's nonsense. Now, guess what? I think InfoWars is owed an apology on that point, because all of us were ahead of the curve. Another thing, you know, sometimes you hear conservative commentators say that, well, they don't believe in conspiracies. You know, I've heard this from some sort of podcast leaders and so on in conservative circles. They don't believe in conspiracies. They want to focus on facts. And then, well, guess what? You just covered this massive conspiracy to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. And you know it was a conspiracy. You know that false accusations, you know, leaks probably from Feinstein's office, you know, a Senator Schumer likely involved and so on. You know it was a massive conspiracy. It was an organized, orchestrated campaign to destroy an eminently qualified individual, and to destroy his life, destroy his reputation. You know, even, I think, was it the writer for the Colbert Show tweeted something like, at least we destroyed his life. You know, at least we destroyed a good man. And they're proud of that. Well, this is an open admission. This was a massive conspiracy to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. So where are the apologies to InfoWars? Because conspiracies are, in fact, part of the playbook of the Democrats. They run conspiracies. They collude to destroy reputations. They did it against Clarence Thomas as well. They run conspiracies to steal elections. What Google is doing today, what YouTube is doing, what Facebook is doing, the selective censorship, it is an organized conspiracy to silence conservative voices. So all those people out there who maybe used to think, oh, there's no such thing as conspiracies, nonsense. That's actually the default position of how Democrats run things. Everything is staged. Everything is a false flag. Everything is a false accusation. Everything is collusion. Everything is fraud on the part of Democrats. That's the only way they've been able to win elections. The media conspires every day to lie to the American people and mislead the American people. They do it every day. That's their business model. So, you know, no more of this talk that thinks, oh, there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Give me a break. That's how Democrats are running things. But InfoWars has been ahead of the curve on all of this. Now, about this civil war topic, by the way, I want to touch on the fact that Democrats are now committing to this. And they do not have, you know how sometimes you see those coexist bumper stickers on cars, Democrats can no longer coexist. Think about it. They cannot coexist with any opposing views. They cannot allow a conservative speaker to speak at a university. They cannot allow conservative ideas to exist in society at all. In fact, Hillary Clinton herself said that they cannot coexist, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but they cannot be civil. They cannot have peace in a society unless their values are victorious. And what are their values? Well, Democrat values are anti-America values. Democrat values are open borders. Just have illegals sweep into the country and take over and vote for more Democrats. Those are Democrat values. Democrat values are dangerous for the continuity of society. Democrat values are destructive. But those are their values, and they will not find peace. They will not embrace peace unless their demands are met. And this is the party that claims to be tolerant and diverse. They claim to be pro-diversity, but they demand absolute obedience. And I got to say that what we are doing right now, what you are doing in watching this show and participating in these elections and voting for the GOP in the upcoming midterms, what we are doing is now refusing to be victims, refusing to be victimized by these Democrats that have become the victimhood party. They have won for many, many years. They ran the Supreme Court for decades. They've won elections. They used to run Congress, right? But they have won by pushing self-victimization. And yet we refuse to be victims. We are making a choice to, as I say, opt out of victimhood. And by making this choice, you can make a choice to opt out of all kinds of negative situations and bad things happening in your life. In the previous segment, I just talked about how you can opt out of financial destruction. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing on the Counterthink show and also talking about health topics, and I'll plug it here, a website called optoutuniverse.com. It's all free. It's all public information. It's how to opt out of cancer. You don't have to die of cancer. You can choose to not suffer from cancer. You can choose to not be enslaved in a financial system. You can choose to opt out of all of these horrible things that Democrats and the medical establishment and the financial establishment is trying to push onto you. And, you know, if you find value in what I'm contributing here to InfoWars and the Counterthink show, you know, I've got a lot more to offer society. And by the way, I may be retiring in a couple of years, but before I retire from speaking publicly, I'm going to lay down and document the solutions for individuals like you, how to opt out of disease, how to opt out of financial ruin, how to opt out of being enslaved, because I believe in humanity. And I want to put that message out there and document those courses and put them out free for everybody and share that here on InfoWars and on the Counterthink show. I want to help humanity survive this assault that the Democrats are pushing on all of us. And if there's any takeaway from my overall message today, it's that I believe in you. I believe in humanity. I believe in your human spirit. I believe in divinity. I believe in God. I believe in your right to exist as a free, conscious human being. And I want to help you be empowered in every way that I can, using every avenue that I can. That's why I thank Alex Jones for allowing me to contribute here on InfoWars.com. And I thank you for listening to this segment and sharing this segment. I believe in you. Democrats believe in destruction and authoritarianism, evil and death. They believe in eugenics. They believe in destroying people. They believe in absolute destruction to get what they want. And we reject that. We, you and I, conscious beings, we reject that at every level. And we're going to continue to reject that and empower people with solutions every single day. Solutions that you can take action on. Like right now, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all the InfoWars Life products. That's an action that you can take. You can get yourself some really amazing nutritional products. You can financially support this network. And this network gives voices to people like myself and many others who are bringing you solutions. So think about it. You vote with your dollars, you get nutritional solutions, and then you get information solutions as well from other speakers and news analysis individuals like myself and others who are bringing you this kind of information every day. It's win, win, win all the way around. And if you win and we win this election, America wins. If Trump wins, America wins. If Kanye wins, America wins. And if America wins, we can help set humanity free all around the world, because America is the most ethical, the most honorable entity when liberty prevails. And I don't mean everything that America has ever done is right. You know, they've made mistakes. They've had too much military interventionism and so on. But I'm talking about the spirit of America, the founding fathers, the spirit of individual liberty, of truth and justice for all, of the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. These ideals need to be spread around the world. For example, I think every country in the world should have a Second Amendment. I think if there was a Second Amendment in North Korea, the citizens there would have already overrun that corrupt regime. And we wouldn't be dealing with, you know, corrupt North Korea. I think the citizens of China should have a Second Amendment. You know what I mean? I think these should be universal truths. Freedom to speak, freedom to think, freedom to defend yourself, freedom to overrun corrupt, dictatorial, tyrannical regimes like the communist regimes that are still in power all around this world. America needs to survive in order to help support humanity's fight against tyranny and evil globally. I guess that's the takeaway message of what I'm saying here. By helping us fight at this small level and at the election level, by helping America survive and defeat the Democrats, you help humanity survive at a global scale. That's something worth fighting for, because humanity is we are a fragile civilization. We've seen nations fall under socialism like Venezuela. We've seen liberty fall under tyrannical regimes like communist China. Communist China is trying to overrun America right now. We must defend this nation. We must defend humanity so that we can prosper on a global scale against evil, against tyranny, against authoritarianism. And just listening to this show and sharing this show is part of that solution of how we can defeat evil and prosper as a divine human race of brothers and sisters who all share the same common dreams, who want the same liberty. Infowars.com, folks. This is where you get the information. I'm Mike Adams. Thanks for watching. Until next time, be safe. Make America great again.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.